You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, fee for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
Damn. Fuck Batman, man, huh?
Fuck Batman.
Damn.
Robin ain't with the bullshit no more. He said, fuck Batman.
Funny
fuck
looking Robin,
God
man.
God damn it.
His head, wasn't he?
Yeah, his head long. Ain't no Robin. His jaw's a little extended.
He was looking like Luigi, wasn't he? You know how Luigi got that long head?
Yeah, I saw a lot of people. A lot of people were talking about the Teen Titans trailer. I saw Miss.
Yeah, because like Saturday, I think it was either Saturday. It was just showing them back to back. It was like Teen Titans, Aquaman.
I didn't see the Aquaman one.
Shazam. Like they were just showing all of them, like just back to back to back. And I was just like, that Shazam looks so.
Shazam looks like shit.
That looks so horrible.
Oh, God. What are they?
I thought that was a fan favorite.
I thought all of these were fan made until someone said no, these are real. I thought Teen Titan was fan made, and I thought Shazam was fan made, and then I was like, I didn't know that there was a Comic Con going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I realized these were real, I was like, holy shit!
Yeah, usually when Comic Con going on, they show like a shitload of trailers and stuff, man, like TV shows, movies. That's why I saw the Fear the Walking Dead and the Walking Dead one. So I was just like, oh, okay. So
well, the thing with the Teen Titans one is it might be good. It might be good.
Is
it,
so you think the preview might? I'm sorry.
It's a movie?
I think it's a show. I think it's a TV show.
They're redoing it?
No. This is like a live action one.
It's not a cartoon.
Because the original cartoon one was dope.
Yeah, I heard.
And then when they redid it to that Teen Titans Go and they made it real kidsy,
right,
it was whack. And I don't understand why they did that, because the original was really good.
I remember two versions, but I wasn't sure which one was the original or not.
The original was the one that was a little bit more serious.
Yeah, a little bit more mature.
Yeah. So that Teen Titan trailer, that's a series or a movie?
I thought it was a series. Am I wrong?
Okay. Oh, I thought that was a movie.
Okay, I could be wrong.
Let's do some fact checking. You know?
Yeah, you know how they get onto us. Right. We're never prepared. Yeah.
Right.
But... yeah, it looks like it's going to be...
No, it says new streaming show.
Okay, yeah, it's a
Where's
show.
It streaming at?
It doesn't say.
Not Netflix.
It's definitely not Netflix.
No, because you would have saw like a Netflix original.
It would be
like
good if it was streaming on Netflix.
Netflix has some, they have some misses too.
A couple, but not like that.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Well, yeah, actually, no, I take that back. You're right. Iron Fist, Last Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones, right.
Luke Cage wasn't all that. It was good,
but it was, you know... But that movie that you was talking about called How It End or something like that.
All that
something,
shit.
Yeah.
All
you
that shit.
So got some
maybe this one is, I don't know if you watched it, but Teen Wolf, remember they brought, they turned.
Michael J. Fox?
No. It was a TV show and it was all serious.
It was real dark.
Yeah.
Oh, was it that
dying.
MTV shit?
Yeah. I didn't see it, but I actually heard it was okay.
Can you watch that?
I did watch it.
Oh,
my God.
Okay.
No.
So you say Teen Wolf, all made.
Didn't they have like five seasons or some shit?
Yeah, they did. It, you know, there was some hit or misses here and there, but the first two seasons, I definitely enjoyed.
It seems really immature. I just feel like all MTV productions are like super.
I don't know. MTV has a couple of good shows. Like Scream was tight.
Really?
Scream was actually
really.
What was that about?
You didn't watch Scream?
No, I haven't watched it.
Like the movie. They made it into a show. It's actually tight.
It is?
I liked it, yeah.
Okay.
They canceled it, but it was actually pretty good.
The only stuff I like on MTV was like documentaries, like docuseries. Like there was this one where
Mom and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, that's just funny as fuck because that's trash TV. But like there was this one specific one that they had, and I think it was like, it was called One Bad Choice, where like they documented like real life shit that happened to people and like how
Catfish is my shit though.
Well, Catfish is funny, but One Bad Choice was like, it was like a 10 episode series of like examples of stuff that happened to somebody in real life. And because of this one decision, their whole life spiraled into crazy shit after that. Like there was this one episode where this girl, she went to this party with her friend, like she lied to her parents or whatever, and they're out partying. And this guy, you know, kept buying them drinks at the club. And she was like, okay, you know, this is cool or whatever. And then he kept following them around. And then she was like, okay, this is weird. Like, let's leave. And then he follows them outside of the club and like, they're drunk and like, they had to like drive home or whatever, but this nigga's chasing behind them. And then eventually she basically was like, I woke up in a hospital and my parents were looking through the glass and they started crying because they were talking to the police officer. And I'm looking like, what the fuck? Like, what happened last night? Like, what's going on? No, she said that she was looking through the glass and she could like barely like make out what was going on. And I think she overheard the doctor say something like, yeah, she passed away or something. And her friend that was in the passenger seat, like, she crashed the car and killed her friend. So because of that, I think she had to, like, go to jail. Like, it was this whole thing. Yeah, because that one bad decision. Yeah, it was a show like that.
That
was, it was a great show, though. It was a great show.
Well, yeah, so maybe Teen Titans is doing that. Maybe they're going to take a...
Did you see your girl?
A miniseries route.
You see your girl, Supergirl? They should have a trailer for that, too.
No, a movie or the TV show? The TV is the worst show on television.
What show?
Supergirl.
It looks whack.
Is that a superhero thing?
It is DC. Horrendous.
Did you ask if Supergirl was a superhero?
I mean, it could be about
you know who Supergirl is. Supergirl,
like Superman's cousin.
I thought it was his sister. It's his cousin?
Yeah, it's his cousin.
How do you get a cousin if the whole planet blew up?
Y'all keep telling me that none of these people are related.
They sent her off on the other side of the planet.
Yeah, I thought it was his sister.
She got ejected on the other side of the planet.
Just coincidentally.
They just rewrite
it. Isn't she younger than him?
Yeah.
How'd that fucking work? See, that's why DC sucks, because they can't even get their fucking storyline straight.
Yeah, and dang, where did the... Krypton, the dog. Remember the dog?
Oh, I do remember the damn dog.
Oh, where did the dog I remember that dog. From?
I don't know. I don't know the origin story of
Super
the dog.
Super damn dog.
I think he came with Supergirl, did he? I don't know.
He might have.
That's why we need TJ here. You
fuck this.
But he had to work.
There's too much going on.
But wait, so did you see the people mad because Starfire is black?
She's like golden. She's from another planet. Like, what are they
in that trailer? She is black. Well, she's Erica Badu, Jill Scott, black. Goodnight. She's black.
Wait, so I saw like her orange type.
She can have the orange glow, but she's black. She's clear. She has a fucking curl. Like
curl. See number sister in that.
Now. She is black.
Have you seen Starfire in the comics?
No, I didn't read the comics.
Yeah.
In the comics, I assume she's just orange. Like,
yeah, she's orange, but she's pretty shapely. So,
oh really?
So, yeah, oh. They over sexualize all the superheroes. So yeah. And she's definitely one of them. So
I don't know. In that trailer, she looks like she sells fucking essential oils in little 5 points.
But my God.
I've got to look this
No, he
up.
Did not just say that.
She does. Tell me I'm lying.
I saw
she
people
does.
Complaining about it, but I didn't really, pay, because I haven't watched it. And then I saw somebody tweet like, well, because they were complaining about the colors and this, that, and the other. And then somebody sent a tweet like, well, yeah, look at all of the Teen Titans. Like, they're all different colors. Changeling was green. Starfire was orange. Raven was like
purplish or
something.
Yeah.
Like,
no, she was like, wasn't she white or something?
Kind of like a pale white.
Yeah.
But the point was like, they're not all white. So why y'all tripping about Starfire being black?
I just never even thought about Starfire's race until this.
The backlash.
Yeah, I saw it and I was like, well, I guess I could kind of see how they would make her black, because there's no what's his name anymore. There's no Cyborg. So they've removed the black person from the team, and everybody knows if they had not made Starfire black and everybody was white, then they'd be pissed off.
Yeah, let us have one.
Yeah, let Starfire be black. She's an outer space Negro. Let her be an atomic black person.
Right.
We don't ever get aliens. Let us have an alien for once.
I'm trying to get every damn thing.
God damn.
But this is sister for real. Yeah. Boy, this is sister for real.
I told you. See?
Yeah.
Look like she does hair.
Yeah. Oh, that's a real sister, man.
She is definitely black. Because people are hiding out she's black. Her skin is orange. Y'all stupid as fuck.
Wait a minute.
She got that Last Dragon glow, but she's clearly black.
Did she do that show enough?
She got that show enough glow.
Kiss my copper.
When you get that glow, you feel the glow when you got that glow.
She's like an extra on BAPS. No, seriously though, right? Am I right? You seen BAPS before, haven't you? You seen BAPS?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a movie with Halle Berry. It was like one of Halle Berry's like worst movies ever, like in life. In her whole filmography, it was like horrible. She do though. Come on, now tell me I'm lying, right? Right?
Yes. It's I don't know. And this is going to sound real, real fucked up, but I feel like, I don't know.
She was so sad when that white man died.
Ah, she sure was. She sure was. See, she does. She looked like she did the one that left hair.
Told you. I knew I was right.
Oh.
I knew I was right.
Her power would be like she shoots shea butter out her hand.
Yep.
and attack people with her weave.
Yep.
Oh man.
Some Shindel from Mortal Kombat 2 type stuff, boy. Right.
Oh.
So you didn't see the Aquaman?
I did not, because I haven't even seen Justice League.
They have a new Justice League?
The other one. The movie. I still haven't seen it.
You haven't seen the movie.
I watched about 20 minutes and I was like, I'm good.
Yeah, you're not missing much.
I'm really good on this.
Wonder Woman is still the best movie that they
Wonder Woman
so
is actually tight.
Yeah, Wonder Woman is still the best.
The problem was the second Aquaman came on screen, I was like, I don't care about this. Mm. He's corny.
He is. The trailer was okay, though. And maybe my expectations are so low.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That if you just deceived it.
My expectations is like super low.
You know, I was like, this isn't bad. They might pull this off. But But, you know, he's still corny, though. Mm. You know, and you're supposed to be like, you know, the King of Atlantis or whatever. So, like, why are you so freaking corny? I don't remember being that corny, like, in the comics.
I never liked Aquaman. Like, all you can do is talk to fish.
Yeah, he is.
So if we ain't near water, what fucking good are you?
Right. Yeah.
There's no flying fish.
Right.
There, you know what I mean? There's no walking fish. Right. So if we're in fucking Arizona, what fucking good is Aquaman?
You in the desert at that point.
You can't do shit. You got that big spear. That's it.
I have a question.
Okay.
Okay, so my question is, does Aquaman chill with, like, a whole bunch of other people? Like, is he in, like a force with other people?
He's in Justice League.
So what's... I guess then what's the point
of him?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
So that's what you're asking. Yeah. I'm also so confused as well.
He's fucking worthless.
So unless they have a mission under the water,
he's gold there. He's golden there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think,
which is why he pops up every once in a while. He'll pop up, be like, hey, you know, I'm here.
So he's like the super, super bad bitch of the sea.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie again. That's kind of why I do kind of want to finish watching it. Because I'm curious how they utilize him.
Yeah.
Because the only thing I saw on the trailer
he
was
has
him
to play a vital
riding
role.
On a car, and he's throwing his spear at things. But I'm like, there's no water.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, you have a spear, you know, that's
but very... does he have, like, super strength or something?
Yeah.
Don't ask
me.
I don't fucking know.
Yep.
I would assume so.
I know Ken
the strength of, like 10 sharks or some shit.
Yeah.
Maybe he can suck up water and, like, use it as energy or some shit.
The
submariner
were kind of, like, the same.
The submariner's worthless, too.
Oh, well, maybe he could use rain.
No, that's like thick ass storm. He can't do that.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Nah, he can only talk to fish. That's for real. That's
and
it.
And he controls the ocean.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
pretty but he can't like pull water from the ocean and make it.
Oh, that would be so sick.
He can only control it when he's in it.
Right. Yeah. He has to get in the water.
He has to be in the water. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, he's basically a glorified fucking lifeguard.
So it's like, if you stay in there.
Oh,
like,
my God.
He's whack
you know
as
what?
Fuck.
Stop.
I'm surprised that nobody has killed him.
What the
He's the most worthless fucking superhero. Aquaman. Get your ass out of here. Yeah, DC. Go find something to do.
They praise him in the sea, though.
I'm sure they do.
Oh, yeah. He the king. But, you know, then he got his hand chopped off. That's what I want to see, if they're going to chop his hand off.
They chopped his hand off in the comic book?
Yeah, they chopped that shit off. He got, like, a hook or some shit like that.
Ooh,
so now he's, like, Captain
Hook. So he's Captain
Hook?
Like, it's fucking Peter Pan.
Yeah. Now they call him Fish Hook now.
That might be useful, though.
Right.
You never know when you're going to have to beat a nigga in the eye with a hook.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey.
I don't know, but. That's true. But, yeah, it looks okay.
And then he could upgrade to a super hook.
What's a super hook?
I don't know. You could probably
like
ask.
Like a hook that like flies out. Like, well, something Batman
like that,
could probably
yeah.
build something.
With like, you know, the different little fucking stones or some shit.
But no, the thing is, why does he have a hook? Super all of the shit that they can do in the comic books, they can't build him a hand?
Yeah.
I don't know. This shit didn't grow back. All those, you know, there's fish and shit. Don't they grow back? Limbs and
yeah,
shit?
There's
yeah,
there's a lot of fish that
they should
do
be able to do that.
Or, right.
You know, so I don't
does
know.
Does he have scales?
He has his suit is scale-ish, like it has little,
okay.
The orange, because remember he had that orange suit that had a little scale, it's not real scales, but it had the little scales and shit. Yeah, they chopped this shit off.
But I can't believe how hard they played him like that. He's so worthless, they wouldn't even build him a hand.
Yeah.
Right.
They gave him a hook.
Yeah. Got him looking like an underwater candy man and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I spot you from your groin to your gullet.
God damn. Yeah.
But I think the weirdest part of the trailer was when he and his wife jumped in what looked like the desert. I'm like, where the fuck y'all? What are y'all going? Like,
wait,
Aquaman
has a wife?
Why are you? Yeah, yeah.
What's her name? Aquaman?
Mara, something like that. But I think
the house.
Yeah,
Mara just walked in.
But yeah, they jumped into the desert.
Fresh
she
work.
Jumped first. So
why are they in the? See, that's the last place
know.
Aquaman should go is the fucking desert. There's no fish over there.
Yeah.
So if somebody jumps Aquaman, you just ass out.
Right.
You can't fight back.
Right.
Who's the villain of Aquaman?
Black Mantis. Now, Black Mantis.
Oh, Black Mantis
tight.
Is actually cool.
Yes.
Okay, I remember Black Mantis.
Yeah.
And he has that. Does he look cool in the trailer? He has the long helmet and all that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, okay,
that's
cool. Yeah. He looked cool. I was like, man, Black Manta's a little tight. Somebody told me, do you only like tweeting me back? Do you only like black superheroes?
He's not black, is he? Wait, is he a black person?
Black Mantis is black.
Why would Black Mantis be white?
Well, because his costume is all black. So I figured he would just call Black
Sometimes
Mantis.
Because Black Adam is white.
I don't know who that is.
We'll get
another
to that.
Example.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was black in real life.
Black Tom Cassidy. You probably don't know what that is, but he used to fight Banshee. Yeah, so sometimes they just, these are code names. These are code names. X-Men, he was Banshee's cousin.
Is there anybody, who starts off with white? Like White Panther?
No, there's White Knight. Wasn't that his name?
Oh, there was a
the White Ranger.
White
Power Rangers, man.
Oh, remember Power Rangers? No.
Tommy?
Oh, the White Queen.
Tommy,
yeah,
the White Queen? Is she white?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was okay. Ranger, my bad. Oh,
okay. Like real white from the Hellfire Club. Yeah.
Oh, I remember her.
Yeah.
No, she was a badass.
Interesting.
They kind of had her in the movie, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do a good job.
Yeah. Mm-mm. And that's a good storyline they got there.
Interesting.
That they can play with that. So anyway, Aquaman, we'll see.
Did y'all talk about Ant-Man already? No?
No, we're just about the trailers.
The trailers.
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay. Comic-Con had a whole bunch of trailers and stuff.
Man, I didn't see that jump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can catch them. I can send them to you real quick.
I'll watch them.
It's one of those things that's either going to be really dope or it's going to be really whack.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I don't trust DC like that.
No.
Like if it's Marvel, it's good. You ain't got to watch it. You know it's good, but damn. DC, hell no.
They're ahead of the curve on DC.
Oh, yeah.
Like way,
way ahead of the curve.
I trust DC like Drake album. It's like you want them to be good, and it's like, damn. It's
like, man. Like
one-eighth of this bitch is okay.
You know, it's funny. They're kind of like.
Not one-eighth.
They are kind of like Drake. Like everybody loves them, but they're like average and mediocre as fuck.
Exactly. But they think they're the shit.
And
now they're trying to print it
like they tough.
Yes. It doesn't make any sense. No. But
Marvel just killing them. Mm-hmm. I'm like, golly,
I got a little bit of faith for this Teen Titans, a little bit. I think it could be okay.
Yeah, I see them trying to go that dark route, so.
But they tried that with Suicide Squad, didn't they?
Yeah.
Was it rated R, Suicide Squad?
It was rated R. It was rated R.
I saw it one time, and that was more than enough.
I felt like it was very interesting, but it didn't have enough of a grasp on you. You know what I'm saying?
You know
like,
why? Because you didn't care about nobody in the whole fucking team. That's why.
Yep, well, no. Harley Quinn was dope. Joker. I think a Harley Quinn Joker would be super dope, especially with those
movie?
Two people. Yeah, like with those two characters playing it from Suicide Squad. I think that would have been dope.
I don't know, man. Heath Ledger, he's played Joker, it's just kind
of
like...
But you know what? I think the Joker is the type of character you got to put like your own spin on it. And then the dude, I don't know who played the Joker in Suicide Squad. Okay, who?
Jared Leto.
Jared Leto. I thought he was pretty dope. I liked his twist on Joker.
Yeah, because it's been different Jokers every time.
Of course,
we've seen him.
I didn't like his Joker.
You didn't like him? Why not?
It was too modern. It was too corny. Like he had the tattoos and the ha ha ha. It was way too contemporary. It was over the top, like too much, to the point where it made it corny to me.
I feel you.
What?
There was no.
However,
okay. Oh, however.
Let me bring out the synonyms. however, though, I liked how him and Harley played off of each other. You know what I'm saying? Like Joker by himself would definitely be too damn much. I couldn't deal with that.
Yeah.
But how Harley kind of, you know what I'm saying, like toned him down and stuff. I like their dynamic.
Well, they tried to give him a movie, didn't they? Try to give.
But he was pissed because he didn't. He felt like they played him in his role in Suicide Squad. And they did.
They did.
Not only did they play him, but they played the people that went to go see the movie because he had a very small part, but he was in all the trailers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but his Joker was weird, but obviously they were trying to definitely just go ahead and just separate him from Heath Ledger. Completely.
And that was a bad move. It's like, I understand why you tried, but I don't think anybody's going to touch Heath at this point.
Oh, no. That was by far the best Joker. Ever.
Damn.
And you know, and that's nothing to Jack Nicholson.
But Jack Nicholson was great.
I was going to say, Jack Nicholson was
dope as, you know what I'm saying? But
dope as hell too.
But I don't know.
Heath Ledger was just dark.
Yeah, man.
And
Yeah, man.
Shazam.
Shazam's garbage, bro.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I wish people would have saw that.
Oh, my God. So it looks so whack.
So many people pushed.
I got the AirPods.
Back on me. I was like, this.
From saying it was whack?
Bro.
Come on now.
Absolutely terrible.
Yes.
And people are like, well, you know, it's
giving
you know,
excuses.
Yeah.
Like, hey, just like Drake fans.
Yeah, it's Drake.
Giving excuses.
It's supposed to be light. This is what I wanted to see, a kid in a grown man's body. And all these different types of things. And not just Twitter. Like, I was reading comments elsewhere. And I'm like, what is wrong with y'all? I think I was on comicbook.com. And I saw a couple of comic books. I mean, not comic books, but comments that said the same thing. I'm like, what's wrong with y'all? Like,
they can
this
be positive if they want. They'll be let
did
down
you see the costume?
Around. It looks terrible. And like the little one-liner jokes, it just looks fucking garbage.
Oh, my goodness.
But DC has not really, I mean, their track record's shit. So I'm not surprised. But this looks like one of the worst ones.
It does.
It's too light. It's too light.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bright as hell.
I'm good.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I saw a lot of people were really hyped. I was like, okay, well, you know, let me see what this is about. On and offline. And then I watched it. And that's why I wish TJ was here, because he and I were going back and forth. It was, and you know, that was the other thing. Well, if you read the comic, you know, that's how he is in the comic. All right. And some of the comics y'all read, maybe in the new version of the comics, but
I don't remember whenever acting like a little kid.
He didn't. The ones that I read, he didn't. So I thought, you know, so I'm out of touch, obviously. But whenever he transformed to Shazam, like, he meant business.
Right.
He meant business.
He wasn't little. He couldn't fight really, barely.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Still,
stupid.
Yeah.
Y'all keep that.
Yeah. It's like you treating him like Tom Hanks and big. Yeah. I don't need a big Shazam. That doesn't. That's, I don't know. It was just crazy. And who was this actor they said that was the perfect guy to play the role? I forgot. I don't even know. I don't even know who he is, but apparently people know him. And
I never seen him before.
I haven't never. Either, but a lot of people know him. But I'm terrible with actors, but I just couldn't believe it. Because it started out like the trailer started out. It looked like it was like, okay, this might be all right.
Yeah. And it went to shit fast.
And then it just fell apart.
Yeah, because it looks mad interesting right now. Yeah. He's in a train.
Oh,
just wait for it.
Just wait till Shazam come out.
Okay.
which is like, that's when it was supposed to go like,
oh,
boom,
crap.
Up.
Yeah.
Exactly. It went down.
Down.
The second he said, well, what's your name? Shazam. How you gonna make that sound tough?
Right. Because you know what? Dude looked corny as hell.
Exactly.
Like, no, you guys were 1,000% right. Like, it gets you all the way interested. And then when he turns into Shazam, he's like, this is it? Like this, this man's...
Kid
exactly.
Can't even fight.
His damn muscles look like fucking pillows.
Yeah, it looks fake.
Super
really
fake.
Bad.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Shazam was swole as shit.
And I get the same excuse. Oh, you know, it's an early trailer.
Hey,
no, wait. They're still working on the CGI. The CGI's get no, better.
And they
told me that same shit with Batman versus Superman, Justice right. League, and all those other movies. And it did not get better.
Y'all go see Skyscraper?
Who?
Oh, hey. With one-legged rock.
I do want to see it.
Fake ass diehard.
No. That's what I was at, man.
No.
I do want to see it.
That shit looks so shitty.
It does. So but I got to see him jump to the other side of the building.
Man,
that's the best part of the whole trailer. He got a prosthetic leg, right? Don't he got a prosthetic?
Yeah, he has a fake ass leg. And this motherfucker jumping like the Hulk from one end of the building to the other.
Damn.
I got to see it. I got
The Rock's big ass.
Like, you're not Tom, with
Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
I can see Tom Cruise making
right,
it across.
Exactly.
Mission Impossible.
The Rock big exactly. ass with right. one leg is right. not going to make it across.
Hey, look,
and then when they had his leg, he was like dangling from the thing and his leg was coming loose. I was crying.
What'd she say? You picked the wrong security guard.
Shit, y'all picked the best one because you got one leg. Right.
So here's right. the thing. I thought Skyscraper and Rampage.
Oh, like, exactly. messed up.
Same,
yeah, like, same thing. Shit. Doesn't matter.
Really same
both
trash.
Trash.
Yeah.
Yep.
Same
yep.
trash.
You saw it or
no? I haven't. Seen, look, man. These movies like this, I'm not spending my hard earned money to go see it at the movie theater, bro. I wait till that thing come out on TNT, TBS, Stars. It don't matter, bro. Like I'm not paying to watch that. Because look, first of all, I have a thing about movies that take place in one particular setting. Like, that shit's really? Ass. Yeah, man. Like, I don't like
it. What are you talking about?
You like Friday, my brother?
Ooh.
Friday had a lot of different stuff.
You didn't like Die Hard? The first Die Hard?
Yeah, the first Die Hard.
I was a kid when I watched that, so I don't remember.
And watch it.
I gotta go back. But like, the best one, like, in one particular setting that I like was Phone Booth. Phone Booth was really good.
Phone Booth was good.
Phone Booth was good. You like The Predator? It was in the woods the whole time.
The who?
The Predator. First one.
But they moving around. I'm talking about you being like in Phone Booth.
Okay.
Like you're in one damn spot.
Yeah,
like,
they pulled that off pretty well.
You know, like Snakes on a Plane? Yeah, get that out of here.
I did like Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah, like,
come on. I haven't seen it.
What was about to say?
What was the one with Sandra Bullock and
Speed. And Keanu Reeves. Yeah, Keanu Reeves.
Speed was cool.
Have you seen The Negotiator with Samuel Jackson?
Nah, I haven't seen that.
I don't know if I've seen
what?
That. What? Yeah. Kevin Spacey?
Yes. Y'all gotta watch that
man,
shit.
Man, you gotta watch that. It can't.
You see, they trying to
kill me.
Y'all gotta watch that shit.
You gotta watch it.
Favorite movies of all time.
I think it's on Netflix. I wanna say it's on Netflix.
I'm not saying it's a classic. Don't lie to me. My personal favorite movies of all time.
You said don't lie to you? Yeah.
Yeah, but that's guys.
I might go watch it. I probably won't, but I might. I probably won't.
And I'm not no scientist or mathematician, but I know. Gravity, the way that shit worked, where you weigh 300 so pounds.
And he looked like he was dropping quick.
He was, like, yo. I'm like, tell me how the fuck did he make that?
Yo.
His big ass.
But I just gotta go see it. It was like, what's that other movie he was in where the world was falling? It was an earthquake or something.
Oh, San Andreas?
Yes. Oh my God. That's also just as ridiculous.
No, it was. But you know what?
It really was.
Good.
It was just like,
it was good. It was good. I like disaster movies.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you like 2012?
Any sense.
I haven't seen that.
That shit's whack.
What?
I'm just saying, like, she's probably like 2012.
There's one that's really good where they go, these people, they go to like Brazil or some shit.
Ooh, tell me about it.
Fuck, I don't remember the name.
Go ahead and say it.
I'll find it when y'all talking about something else. They go to like Brazil.
Okay.
And while they're in Brazil, it's like
this is already getting good.
A volcano or something erupts. And everything starts going to shit.
Oh, I love this already. I love this already.
Yes.
What is the name?
The movie
it's
with,
so good.
With Paul Walker around Hurricane Katrina, that one was really good. I forgot what it was called.
Why the hell was Paul Walker in Hurricane Katrina? I don't want to see no white dude running around in fucking New Orleans. Yeah.
No. He wasn't running around in New Orleans. He was taking care of a baby that his wife just had, and then...
Y'all know my motto. Y'all know my saying.
Yeah, white people can do everything.
Hey, man, they can do some amazing things in movies, man.
You know what? It's funny you mention that because speaking of Paul Walker, there's that one movie where he works for some company and he goes somewhere overseas and like this riot breaks out.
Ooh.
And he's trying to get his family from one side of the city to the other.
I saw that movie.
You saw it when he threw the kid? Across the building?
Oh, wait, like maybe I'm about another movie.
I can't think of the name of it either,
I'm thinking about Nicolas Cage.
No, not Nicolas Cage. I mean, they're the same shitty type actor.
Okay.
I hate Paul Walker. But there's a scene where Paul Walker, they're on one building, and they have to get to the other building.
What?
So the wife jumps, and she makes it, and then he has kids. So he has to...
He has to throw him.
This is actually the same concept as Trolls, the movie Trolls, the children's movie Trolls. It's the same concept.
I don't even know what that is, Trolls.
Yeah, it's stupid. I have nieces, so. Y'all want to jump into these topics or y'all just going to keep talking about movies? Yeah.
We just keep on talking.
We can talk about movies the whole fucking time.
Jesus. Okay, so Tekashi. I'm so proud of myself for being able to say his name. Tekashi 6ix9ine and Nicki Minaj dropped a new song. Right, it was rumored or whatever, but I guess everybody's saying that, you know, two of the most hated rappers in the industry right now are doing something together.
What?
Right. I saw that and I was like...
Nobody hate Nicki Minaj like that. Get the fuck out of here trying to get drama.
Right. Exactly.
She's trying to say that.
And Tekashi isn't...
Tekashi's hating.
Come on, what else? What else?
But it's like people don't hate him because of his music. They hate him because he's a fuckboy.
Well, yeah,
he's stirring the pot. Like,
they stirred his pot the other day.
They sure did.
Yeah.
Definitely, they stirred his pot.
And so, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I didn't want to because. You know,
it's actually out.
Yeah, the song
it's a
is
video.
Out.
I didn't even hear it.
I don't watch the video, but
I saw stills.
You know, I looked up the song or whatever, and I was like, all right. And I listened to most of it.
Was that what you were playing earlier?
No. Did you like it?
Sophie's like, don't try me, nigga.
No, I mean, I listened to it, and it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but it wasn't like, oh my God, this is great. It was just kind of like, okay, this is less annoying than I expected. But yeah, it's not, you know, whatever.
Good love, enjoy.
You think it's gonna be a hit?
I mean, I could see them playing it in the club, but it's not, it's kind of like a transition song before the good song.
Isn't he a SoundCloud rapper, Tekashi 6ix9ine?
He looks like one.
Like,
yeah, he does.
I don't know how he
like,
blew
did
up.
Did his start come from SoundCloud?
Yeah, like he I and no Estes, I don't know.
Like, what's so special about him? Like, he doesn't seem like he has like a dope personality. He just seems like he just be beefing with people.
His voice is really dope over beats. Like, I think that's good. That's the best thing that he has to offer
for sure.
And he could flow a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I shouldn't say anything because last time.
They got
in my ass.
They told me I was a fucking abused.
You are the most famous person on this podcast, and so you have to understand.
Because I'm the only one that responds.
Right.
Yeah. They were like, oh, you're making excuses for abusers. I was like, when the fuck did I do that?
Wait, what did you say about him?
I just said he sounded good.
Oh, like.
That's all I said.
Damn.
And they jumped in my ass.
He sounds good on the beat.
Not in your ass.
All the way in it. I was like, yes, y'all get FIFO. FIFO just said the same shit. That he just sounds
good. But you know, I can say shit that you can't say though.
I know. You know what
I'm
saying?
I get away with.
It's true though.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. It is. It's the demographic I represent. That's all.
That's all it is.
I'm not gonna talk about that demographic. Well,
I don't like my demographic. Y'all need to leave me the fuck alone.
Hey, no, your demographic seems to know.
I know.
That's what it is.
Fucking super PC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fucking little warriors. I'm like, get the fuck out my fucking mentions with this bullshit.
Go ahead, warriors. Go ahead, warriors. What else?
Little baby warriors. Little Jawas. Get the fuck out of here.
Dope ass movie reference.
In other news, Tekashi 6ix9ine was pistol whipped, kidnapped, robbed, and hospitalized. That's just a lot. Like, can we just think, you know what?
He staged that. People were saying
he didn't stage his ass whoop like that.
Because you saw the swole.
Yeah. And the cops actually said he got no.
Yeah, you can't stage that.
Y'all
yeah.
leave that man alone. Yeah. I hope he's all right. Maybe this will change him, make him come to the
yeah,
light.
Right. It won't.
Well, let's just see. Let's just see. He's young.
No optimism.
Can you go back on camera just
of fucking course. He already was like in the hospital. Like, I just want to thank my fans. And you know, I'm looking out for y'all. Y'all looking out for me.
Opportunity, man.
Of course.
Look, it's an opportunity.
I'm with you.
His name is in the headline. And
he
this time, Sean it wasn't even him.
Exactly.
He didn't even pre-plan this shit. This shit just happened.
You think it's fake too?
No. Oh, okay. No. I think it's real. I just think he's taking advantage of the fact that his name is in the headline.
But he already came out and said he was going to stop all the fuckery when, what's his name, died? He did.
You believe that?
I don't know. He's a child. I don't know.
Look. You do got to let that man grow. And he is a child, and that's why I don't believe it just yet.
But I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt until he does something to prove me wrong.
Malcolm X.
See, the thing with Tentacion is that's true, because they said that Tentacion was the next Malcolm X.
I'm telling you, Malcolm X, he got a chance to grow.
He was ex-Tentacion.
Pimping white women.
He sure was.
What happened with the white women?
He was pimping them.
Oh, yeah. He was a little pimp.
Yeah. Detroit Red. They called him Detroit Red.
Yeah. Malcolm. Well,
I'm just saying.
Look, let's be honest, though, right? Like, let's look at Tekashi's career. If he stops with the fuckery.
Yeah.
Is he still going to be where he's at right now?
I think so.
I don't think so.
I think his music is that charged.
Him doing the fuckery is yes.
I don't agree.
Because look.
What if his music started being like,
come on, B.
His music is pretty good now. That's what I'm saying.
See?
But here's the thing. Do you think it's good enough where the music alone can, you know, withstand him? I don't think so.
I agree with y'all both. I feel like his music is like good enough for him to do bad all by himself. But at the same time, he is where he is. Because of his bullshit antics.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, I don't know. I really personally don't feel like he's ever going to get it. But just some details on the situation. I know a lot of people were making fun of him because he got pistol whipped instead of shot. Shut up.
Is that what he's saying?
That's what he's
saying. He's getting real. I got the level.
Oh,
no.
Oh, my
man,
God.
Don't get it. Never go. I'm sorry.
Stop.
Okay,
look, but yeah, it happened.
Took me back. I'm sorry.
Getting pistol whipped.
Oh.
Can you just stop? No, look.
Yes. Ron. You are so stupid.
Ron's mic off.
it allegedly occurred after he was wrapping up a music video. Three hooded gunmen blocked his driveway and pistol whipped him unconscious, then proceeded to go to his house, steal $750,000 in jewelry and around $18,000 in cash. And after they did that, this is what gets me with the story. They drive off with the nigga in the back of the car still. And sure escape. Was. Right. And so then him still pistol whipped, and I'm like, I guess unconscious. is somehow escapes out of the back of the car. This is where it just gets
he
fuzzy
pulls
to me.
Houdini shit.
Literally,
he got the back of the truck.
I'm like, it had to be one of them hatchbacks where he like pressed the button at the bottom and like rolled out. Right. I was just confused. Like, how the fuck do you do that? So I guess he rolled out the back or some shit. And then allegedly people said that he contacted some strangers on the road and limped over and was like, could you help me? Or
something. Wait, like the movies? Like when you run in front of the driving
would
car?
Would you stop some kid with tattoos all over his face talking about help me? Yes, I'm not even going to lie. Right. I am not stopping. I will drive up the road and I'll call the cops from there. But you have to stay where you are. You can't get in my car. I don't give a fuck if that's bad. I know that's mean.
What?
I'm sorry.
A stranger who's limping towards you?
With tattoos and shit all over his face?
And rainbow colored hair.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, of course not. I wouldn't.
Right. I'd run him over before I stop for him.
Stop.
It'd be like that episode of fucking Creep Show. Oh. It'd be like, yeah. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. What the hell?
You're trash.
Talk about Tekashi. Did y'all see like last week when he raced that little girl to prove that like he was super fast or something?
In the parking deck? He was like inside of a parking deck?
Yeah.
Oh, they memed the shit out of that.
Yes,
too.
They did. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like,
memes?
I'm trying to find it. Because
like, show him the original
hilarious.
One first. And then, like,
that man is
like,
in the hospital fighting for his life right now. Yes, he is.
He's on Instagram talking to his fans.
I hope he's all right. I really do.
He is all right.
Well, I hope he comes out and he changes his shit. I'm just saying, I hope he does.
Let's see. Okay, so do you think that was Chief Keeps people?
I don't know, but that just goes to show you.
Chief
Keef is fucking nationwide.
Everywhere. He's everywhere,
so he got
bro.
Guns all
yes.
over.
They don't fly on
the
planes,
fact that it
but
was just three hooded gunmen, like, it could have been Chief Keef three times or some shit. Like, I don't know. Like,
Chief Keef's people. They probably take Uber from fucking...
That's what
they
like,
just pulled up.
Your driveway got to be little as fuck.
What you mean?
For three people to
or
block
you must
it
have
off?
like walls on the yeah. maybe gated and walls.
Why was he by himself? But that's my thing. Why don't you have bodyguards? As much shit as you talk about people,
right?
Why would you not have bodyguards?
He had to have
nigga. I'm taking a piss with two bodyguards.
Thank you.
Look, nigga.
Stop.
I'm with him.
There's no way I'm going anywhere by myself.
Had
bodyguards with him. He was at a music video shoot.
But where were they?
They might have been, you know, taking his bags from inside and taking them to the car. I don't know.
Then they're fired.
That is a good question. If he was at a video shoot, they must have been the last ones left.
Well,
if you.
You're not whooping my ass.
Yeah, aren't
period.
You typically the first? Like, isn't the talent typically the first one to leave the video shoot
with your bodyguard?
Yeah, with your bodyguard,
and then the and directors and like everybody in the back stays back.
Yep.
Nah, we're not going to do that to this man. Hmm. He didn't fake this.
Damn, he can pick locks.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of tight.
Can't you just press a button and the trunk will
open?
No,
you ever been locked in the trunk before?
No, have you?
Have you ever been in a trunk? Period.
Yeah.
Oh, you're too young.
You said you've been in the trunk.
Oh,
you
been
yeah.
in the trunk? Why were you in the trunk?
I told you that we would like ride around and like they had the mattress back there. We talked about this.
That's not a trunk, Sophie.
Oh, sorry. We did have this trunk
yeah.
discussion.
Yeah.
You know, I know shit about cars.
Yeah. You wasn't in the trunk.
What are we watching?
Why is he running like that?
Ew.
You know, the memes.
Yo. Hey, send me that. I want to put that on the Is the Mice on Instagram.
Is showing Mike and Ken all the memes that Tekashi was getting when he was racing in the parking deck.
See, he should have known some shit like this was going to happen.
Yep. And that was a good angle, too. They got him running.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, whoever made this, y'all got talent.
And too much time on their hands.
Too much? Shit, no, this is perfect.
Oh.
Oh, they got him racing Superman.
Yep.
That's pretty damn good.
That's dope. Yeah, send me that.
That's pretty good.
Got you. Yeah, you guys can see that on the Is the Mice Alone Instagram.
So I don't know if Charlamagne was just lurking. I know. I don't want to talk about this either. But okay, so I guess he responded to backlash. Remember on the last episode,
he put out a message. He responded to you and Mike.
That's what that chick said today.
Yeah, shout out to at Sophia_Reed. I think that's her
she's
name.
She's funny.
Cool. Did y'all listen to the video?
No. Yeah, I listened to it. It was like 6 minutes, right? Yeah, I listened to it.
Yeah, so I'm just going to play like the first minute of it.
I've been sitting back watching everything that has been said about me via social media. I think people who are really in tune with what it is I do realize that I have grown a lot. The reason I will never stop evolving is because the best apology is always change behavior, and every day I strive to grow and learn more and make the world a better place just by being the change I want to see in the world. One of the main changes that I do want is I want the world to be a safer place for all women. Back in 2015, I attempted to have a dialogue about rape culture with an emphasis on the role men play, and a clip was pulled from that conversation, and I can honestly say I communicated that all wrong. I totally understand why y'all are on my ass, and you have every right to be. But for the record, in 1997, I was having consensual sex with a young lady. After we went to the sex store, keyword we, and got Spanish fly, which is an aphrodisiac, not a drug, we were both aware that we were going to put this in a bottle of brandy. I didn't explain that situation well at all back in 2015, because the way social media took it was that I was confessing to drugging and having sex with an incoherent woman. That wasn't the case. Spanish fly is not a drug. It's sold in the sex store. It's sold in drug stores. It comes in flavors. You know, we got some and had consensual sex. Then we both passed out because we were both wasted. I also want to talk about the Vlad TV clip. You know, that video was from 2013. I'm discussing hitting a woman when I was 16 years old. Okay, young with a fragile ego, filled with insecurities. There was no legitimate reason for me to do what I did, but I did it. I immediately regretted it, and I knew it was wrong. In that Vlad TV interview, I said I made a mistake. I don't want young men or men in general to make the same mistakes I made, regardless of what age they were. So once again, I apologize, and we will talk again later this week. And always remember that making mistakes is better than faking perfections. Peace.
So, yeah, he basically just got on and apologized for how, you know, people were affected by that and how we perceived the conversation and all of the clips that have been floating around about him and like the rape charges and all this other shit. So I don't know. I mean, I clicked on the comments briefly and I saw a lot of people saying that they were personally a little bit torn by his response because, you know, there is a certain amount of, you know, hey, maybe he's telling the truth and maybe he has, you know, owned up and grown from those situations. But, you know, a lot of, you know, rape survivors and, you know, victims of sexual abuse and stuff were saying, you know, this sounds like a lot of situations that I've been in where, you know, the person who's done X, Y, and Z to me, you know, is basically being found out about it and just apologizing to save face. Because he has a brand, you know, he's selling books, he's working with multiple platforms. And, you know, he is this person where it's like, for him to get away with that, it just seems kind of ridiculous at a certain point. So he had to do damage control. So I don't know. What are y'all thoughts?
I respect it. I mean, it's not a lie. The videos were old. And we said that in the podcast, even though people glanced over that shit. You know how y'all do, uninformed. The videos were old. And he owned up to the fact that he explained things wrong. He fucked up. And he says, I understand why y'all got upset. Mm. If he's lying, I don't know. I mean, I don't know the guy, so I'm not going to sit here and try to figure out if he's lying or not.
Right.
So.
But I think he seemed like he was pretty honest.
Yeah, and I think he hit on the key point where he says, like, he's grown and he has matured. And I think that if you watch Breakfast Club, if you listen to the Brilliant Idiots, if you just follow Charlamagne in general, you hear it. Like, he doesn't egg people on like he once did. He's a lot more calm nowadays. Like, he's not the same Charlamagne that broke through the scene, like,
He still says stupid shit. But I don't mean
like
jokes. He still
too.
Says he fucked up shit. Like, it wasn't that long ago where he said the shit about the chick being not attractive enough to be raped. So it's like, okay.
No, even like a year, maybe a year and a half ago, you know, basically invalidating Janet Mock when they tried to get her on the fucking show to talk about, you know, her identity and stuff like that. So that's why I chuckled when he said all women, because at one point he was questioning whether she was even one.
But I think he did go back on that at some point.
Of
like,
course,
and
he goes back
the thing
on everything.
About it is, it's like a lot of people, I'm not giving Charlamagne excuses.
Right.
Because I know here it comes, the same dumbass from last time. You're excusing abusers. No, I'm just saying, like, sometimes motherfuckers just don't know. And once they have shit explained to them, if they then change heart, then I see no problem
and
with that.
And he went at, I think that was Lil Duval that came on the show and said some pretty insensitive things. And he did have, like, their back. Like, he was, you know, like, trying his best to check Lil Duval, you know, on that. And when I listen to it, that apology is definitely on brand for who Charlamagne is now, you know, with you know, him being an advocate and learning and trying to, you know, approach things differently. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like he always say, you got to be the change you want to see in the world. That's one of his catchphrases. So, And it sounds like he had to say something. Like, it was spiraling out of control, and he had to control the narrative. And if he's not that person and these clips are misrepresenting who he is now, then he had to say something. He couldn't let that just float out there like that without any type of statement.
Right.
And it's like, even the biggest allies fuck up sometimes. You know, like, I'm not saying he's some huge ally, but
yeah,
I mean, like,
that's what I was going to ask.
Well, no, that's not what I was saying, but I mean, you know, like there's those of us who didn't, for the longest time, didn't know the word tranny was a bad word. Right. Mm-hmm. I used tranny for years. And just like we had the last conversation, you didn't know dyke was not a word that you're not supposed to use.
I don't think it is.
I think it's, you can look it up, but I think it's an offensive word. But yeah, at any rate.
I always thought that word was offensive, though.
Yeah, I think everybody did, but Sophie.
Oh.
But at any rate, but again, you don't know. And let's say if you're wrong, mm-hmm. maybe I'm wrong, but I highly doubt it. let's say you're wrong.
Uh-huh.
You fucked up. So then let's say somebody comes to you after that and says, you know what? I don't appreciate you going around using the word dyke.
Right.
You then have to suck that up and be like, you know what? I fucked up.
Yeah.
That was my mistake.
Yeah.
It could be the same type of shit with Charlamagne. Maybe he said some shit in the past, learned from it, and now he's trying to correct it. Right. Of course, it could be fake. We don't know, but.
I mean, at least the man made the apology.
Right.
Some.
I don't think he had it.
I think this is also a good example of how last time on the show, Rod was saying that it's on brand for Charlamagne to, you know, say silly things and stupid things and things that are just, you know, out there or whatever without having any type of like remorse or whatever. But I think this apology is another example of when he does want to be taken seriously. He's not afraid to be somber and have like a quieter moment to like sit down and try and like show people where he went wrong.
And we said he does.
He does that.
I don't see that.
Exactly. And Rod was like, yeah, exactly. This is a perfect example. So I don't know. Just interesting to note. So shout out to whoever sent that to us earlier and wanted us to speak out on that just for like a follow up. And I guess y'all could talk about this. I haven't listened to the song. R. Kelly is doing things again.
I did it.
He's making songs. Now, does this song have like intermissions? I'm confused.
No. This motherfucker's 20 straight minutes.
Yes.
The whole 19 minutes.
Have you not heard this?
I've been lost.
I didn't make it to the end.
I did. He went to church at the end.
Of course he did.
I've been 31 years in this America.
What did he say?
I've been in the game for 31 years singing my voice in America.
Oh my God.
19 straight?
I made it through 10. And I was like, I can't do this. It's the same beat. The whole time, he's singing the same way, the same tone.
Everything.
So he had like 80 verses,
bruh.
Yeah, man, he was just talking. At one
yes,
point. It was just,
he's
talk.
Just talking in R. Kelly's singing voice. Just
he
talking.
He don't know
it's
how to
terrible.
Read. He signed away his publisher.
The worst PR move ever.
Yeah, he just. I couldn't read the temp that popped up.
Ooh, Lord.
I dropped out of high school.
Yeah, a lot of shit. A lot of shit for R. Kelly. Like,
I dropped out of high school. I fucked my homeboy's girl.
Yeah.
I was in the room with Wendy Williams.
I was in
the
Williams.
I don't know what he was talking about there.
What did
I don't
he
know
say? Either.
Did he fuck Wendy Williams?
Did he? No, wait, what did he say?
No.
He said he was in some.
He was just like, he didn't want to tell her because she asked him about Aaliyah and he didn't want to say it because my lawyers.
Everybody else
he was like,
go.
My lawyers didn't want me to speak on it because he
shit
asked
don't
me about
make
Aaliyah.
No sense.
I was like, this is crazy.
So he got three managers saying he don't own his music.
Yep.
He was crying about that.
Yeah.
Signed away his publishing.
Yep. But he never really said if he pissed on that girl. How you gonna admit all this shit? You only
20 straight minutes.
Why?
The one thing.
That should have been that'd be like 1936. That's what that should have been. And I did it. I pissed on her. I'm sorry.
Dave Chappelle was right.
I had a bladder infection.
Ew.
I had to go.
Ew.
She liked it.
This conspiracy said everybody hating. You know, so it was. He definitely went OJ on us.
Yeah,
he definitely went full OJ.
He went OJ. Oh.
Yeah.
If I did it.
He sure did.
If I did it. I admit it.
I admit it.
But you know, I mean, yeah, he can't read. He, you know, he got dyslexia, which I mean, I guess kind of makes sense. You know, I thought she was 31, Your Honor. I didn't know.
He said he had dyslexia.
Yes, he did.
And that's why he's out
Ken
here sleeping.
He did not say I got dyslexia.
Fact check.
And I thought the girl was 31.
Fact check.
He didn't say that.
I thought she was 21. I checked her ID. It's 21.
Okay.
You are an asshole.
It was government issues.
I wanted if someone took time on Genius to write that whole damn song. Really? Wow. Hell no. Dude, yeah, he was talking about everything.
Tragic.
Yeah.
Looking at it. Yep.
And I had no plans to listen to it until y'all brought it up on damn text.
No, I was going to listen to it regardless, I just didn't know it was going to be that boring.
Oh, wait, here she goes. Wendy Williams. She said, what about Aaliyah? I said, love. She said, what about the tape? I said, hush.
What?
I said, my lawyer don't say nothing. And then he kind of stopped. So I don't know. I think, he said it right here. What? Right here. I admit it. I was young, caught up, and so blind. Said I had dyslexia, can read all them contracts. It's a lyric. That's probably when you cut it off.
I probably.
Yeah, you probably cut it off by then.
Oh, but he still didn't say he pissed on that girl. And then blamed you on his cousin.
Yep. He said, R. Kelly pulled out every single card you can name. Oh, my God. He pulled out the tearing a black man down. He went after Steve Harvey, John Legend.
Oh, he did, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what that was about.
What I want to know is who owns R. Kelly Publishing, because that motherfucker is pissed.
He got mad at Spotify. He was like, man, they took me off the playlist. He said, I'm not convicted. I'm not arrested. But they're court documents. There's a whole
It's damaging big, enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your image is damaged.
Oh, he tried to blame the parents.
Parents of who? The little girl?
Yeah.
They made you pee on that girl.
Not basically.
Not those parents. Remember about 4 or 5 months ago, the parents were like, he's basically attracting these young girls that want to be talent, and he's housing them. And then
he had a house here in Chicago.
Well, no, I'm with him on that. I do blame the fucking parents. Why are you sending your kids over to hang out with fucking pedophile ass R. Kelly?
He like, I ain't starving him.
Like, no. if your daughter,
we got it.
If your daughter says, "Daddy, daddy, daddy, R. Kelly said that I could be a star." Who?
Yeah, or who?
She. Mm-mm. Hell no.
And he brought up Hugh Hefner.
Yeah,
we always gonna love Hugh Hefner.
What was that about?
Because he has all these women.
But that was different, though.
Yeah, but there was no rape allegations against Hugh Hefner that I remember.
Were all those women over 18? I'm confused.
What?
Yeah, I think he was Scott
R. Kelly or Hugh
Hefner.
I would say about 95%.
If you really, really want to know, her father dropped her off on the show.
Yeah,
I believe that.
About 92%.
I admit that. He said she was overage. I admit that I was feeling her, and I admit that she was feeling me.
I admit that that's just some shit to come with being a celebrity.
I ain't chasing these ladies. No, these ladies are chasing me.
Are they?
When
he made Bump and Grind, they was throwing them at him. They was just throwing it at him.
Come on,
right.
Now, don't play like right. Y'all wouldn't go in his house. Y'all going to R. Kelly's house. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
It was a rap.
Yep. Let's see.
R. Kelly send you a text. You going over R. Kelly house?
See, because Sophie, what you gotta realize is that
does he like women, like grown women?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sure?
I think he prefers his wife, the younger.
He said he's not a pedophile.
He don't be peeing on him.
R. Kelly.
A pedophile.
That's right. Who else?
Hell no.
He peed on file.
Everybody else the other one.
Yeah, peed on file.
Everybody else the other one. That's R. Kelly. You in your class of your own, my brother.
Oh, my God.
But you got to figure, Sophie, like women that are in our age group, like, 28 older. To 35, they're throwing it at them. And then all the younger ones, they may or may not know, but as soon as they, hear a feeling on your booty, you hear some of them joints.
It's a rap.
He said he's just a man. He's just a man.
No.
He is just
not a monster or beast. This is what he's saying.
We don't need the paraphrase, but I think we got the gist.
He admitted, man. For 19
what's the definition
minutes.
Of a cult?
The definition of a sex slave. Go to the dictionary, look it up. Let me know I'll be here waiting.
I don't want to wait no more.
19 minutes. That fool released a whole EP, just one track.
You know what? It's like he did Trapped in a Closet all in one.
He did.
Right.
That was part 53. If he made 52 Trapped in the Closet, that was number 53.
But he's out the 55. Closet now.
He's stepping out at
he
that point.
He's been out the closet.
It was
he
no
said
more
he
track.
Got all this money. Then he had to borrow some M's. Said he couldn't put food on the table. Look, if y'all really want to take R. Kelly down, listen to me, y'all. If y'all really want to take R. Kelly down,
oh my God.
The taxes. The taxes is the one. He said he owed the IRS. The IRS has taken down some of the biggest gangsters out there. If y'all want R. Kelly locked up, them motherfucking taxes.
That's fucked up. That's the route that you got to go through. But I'm down for it.
Hey, I mean, you know, that's it. How else you going to get him? You know?
That's why I've been touring so much, because I'm broke. I admit it. That's what you were saying.
I admit it.
BZ, you got to get the levels, though. You
gotta get the levels.
I've been broke. Because I was touring so much. I admit it.
He did hit him with that one. Oh, like, man, if you don't stop this shit, R. Kelly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, then it was like 8 verses. But then he talked about Chicago and our Chi-Town. You know, we need to look out.
Y'all worried about me
right.
and all these young bodies mm-hmm. or something? What did he say? Young bodies.
Yes, we got to support our own.
If you
our
stop
own.
With these young bodies, right. maybe we can come around the other young bodies right. that are dying.
Was he high when he did this? I'm confused.
He can't read. He didn't know.
He knew.
He can't read.
He can't read.
Hey, man, read that teleprompter up there, brother.
What prompter?
What?
The what prompter?
The what prompter?
That's why I couldn't present the award because I couldn't read. Yeah. And that was like within a minute. First minute in the song, he was already talking about he couldn't read. I'm like, oh, wow.
I didn't know he couldn't read.
Me neither.
I knew that. I didn't know it was dyslexic.
I knew that R. Kelly was the feds when he came out with Age Ain't Nothing But A Number. That's when I knew.
Hey, man. You gotta brainwash people.
And had the picture of Aaliyah on the damn fucking. I just was like,
yeah. He lying though.
It wasn't back then.
Age ain't nothing.
That shit was like everybody was using that.
That was a hit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Age ain't nothing but a number, sweetie.
Yep. Mm-hmm. For all the niggas who are 25 trying to talk to 15-year-olds.
It did. I'm about to say the Cougars was like,
Ain't nothing but age.
Ain't nothing but a number, little sweet tenderoni.
Let me show you something.
Right.
Let
me show you something. Leave the little girls alone.
I'm like, God damn, you 48 years old? What the hell? I'm 16.
I'm trying to fuck you, Miss Parker.
Miss Parker.
So, what do you feel like it would take the black community to disown R. Kelly?
Terrible music.
A white woman?
No. I don't think so. It'd probably elevate him.
Yeah, you might.
To be honest.
In the black community?
I'm thinking about this.
Kanye
why
West?
Would it elevate?
Because all you see.
Wait, that didn't elevate Kanye West in the black community. Him getting Kim Kardashian. That didn't elevate him in the black community.
He said it himself that he was leveling
he can
up.
Say, he says a lot of dumb shit. You really believe everything he says?
I mean,
That did not elevate him in the black community.
It leveled him up overall, but not necessarily in the black community.
Exactly. That helped him in the white community, if anything.
I know a lot of sisters that once he got with Kardashian, they was like, done. I'm done. Mm-hmm.
And they said just like that.
That's hopeful. Kanye died when he married Kim.
Yep.
It was what it feel like. You know what? You might be right. That's what it felt like.
Oh, he been Kanye. Dead.
Yeah.
Gone. So yeah, that could do it. But man, look.
Yeah, because all Arkansas.
Really, that's
black
it?
Women.
Just a white woman?
Maybe.
That's probably not it.
And you got like what? Look,
because Trump's not going. If he was a Trump supporter, that's not going to hurt him.
Well, this whole song is the Trump thing. Like, you just come out and you just deny everything. These are accusations of witch hunt. This ain't real. You know, that's all it was. He just put this out here like, yeah, y'all
they coming
y'all
after
got
me.
It.
They coming
yeah.
after me.
He said, I haven't ever been arrested. I haven't been convicted. I haven't been anything.
I'm not perfect.
It's just y'all opinions. He said, I ain't going to lose my career over y'all opinions.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, you losing it because you touring because you broke.
Well, he made bad business decisions. He can read the contracts, B.
But yeah, he signed his publishing away, huh?
He signed his publishing away.
Damn,
you know,
I really want to know who owns that.
Right,
but they got.
Once R. Kelly made Step
I
in the Name
I can
of
fly,
Love,
so he ain't getting no checks from that.
That was it.
That was big right there, wasn't it? Right. That was playing at every graduation.
Man, Step in the Name of Love saved R. Kelly.
Whole bunch of them.
Boy,
yeah, because that was during the time when he first pissed on the girls and stuff.
Man,
yeah.
He came out with, what was that on Chocolate City?
Chocolate Factory.
Chocolate Factory, man. When he came out with Chocolate Factory, man, they didn't want to hear shit y'all was saying about R. Kelly.
They showed it.
And
they
just wanted had to step. The zoo on it.
Nah. That came later. That's when he got, you know, R. Kelly's always been a little, you know, odd when it came to the music. That shit was weird, though. That zoo shit.
It was.
Yeah, he went.
But you know what?
That shit was funny,
R.
too.
R. Kelly, I think R. Kelly is one of the few singers, writers, whatever, that he could write a love song about this speaker right here.
Hey, we got to get rid of Al Green. Didn't
what did Al Green do?
What happened?
Was he an abuser, too?
Oh, I'm sure he was.
Googles.
That's why he got the James Dome on him.
What about James Brown?
In the 70s and stuff?
Yeah.
You know, everybody was an abuser in the fucking 70s.
Yeah. That was a whole different era, man.
We're gonna, if Colt 1 hour and beat
we're
the
game. We're going to meet James Brown, too?
Didn't we been like cancel James Brown a long time ago?
When?
I thought James Brown did some other shit that didn't he say something right before he died?
Are you not ready to? Ken? You look
James Brown?
Yeah.
When have James Brown ever been canceled?
That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm just saying. You issues. Look like you're not ready to cancel him if necessary.
Nah, that man a legend.
No. I'm not.
And he's dead, so I'm not trying to fight over James Brown being canceled in fucking 2018 when the man is dead.
I'm black and I'm proud.
He's canceled himself. So he's canceled himself.
Yeah, he's literally canceled.
Yeah. So, love and happiness. That's why he got those grits thrown on him.
Oh my God.
I thought that was because he was cheating. Was it because he was cheating or was he beating her up?
I don't know. Let's look it up.
I do remember he got them hot grits, but yep. I thought it was because he was cheating and he came home and the wife knew he
grits
was doing
are
it.
So good. Yeah.
She got his ass too. That was a lesson learned.
I am hungry.
That's the worst. Grits are the worst thing to throw on somebody because they don't cool down.
No.
Them shit, grits stay hot for hours.
Really?
Yeah, grits don't cool off.
Yeah,
you got.
But when they do get cold,
I've never seen grits cold because they're always gone before they get cold.
Right.
Damn.
Grits.
Who you be around? Yeah, shit.
They get congealed. Like they're solid.
Yeah, it's like a solid. Grits. You can literally throw it out a cup and it'll keep the shape of the cup.
Gritolitos.
You stupid. Gritolitos.
It's just like rice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Rice hardens up like that.
Yeah. It says he was a wife beater, and then apparently he had some sexual misconduct allegations, but. So does everybody nowadays.
Who has other like allegations against them? That guy off of Black-ish. The dad off of Black-ish. God, I forgot his name. Yes, Anthony Anderson.
Oh, really?
He what? Really?
Yeah.
Teddy Bear?
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, they said that he had some older allegations that I guess got thrown out, and now he has like some brand new fresh off
Teddy
the press.
Bear, come on. What are you doing out here, bruh?
It's sad out here.
Running together.
It's really sad.
Me and my friends.
Yo, we're going to have some quiet-ass parties, bro.
Man,
bro.
I was literally saying the other day.
You can't even talk to nobody.
Everybody
can't
even muted.
Yep, can't even talk to nobody. Like, hey, how you doing? Me too. What the hell is going on here? Like, yeah, it's crazy.
I don't ever want to be that kind of popular.
Nope. Yeah.
Like at this point,
nope.
A girl comes. I'm not shaking your hand. I'm not taking a picture. I'm not hugging you. Get away from me. We were at the coffee shop, me and my girlfriend, this past weekend. And I promise you, this woman came over and she's looking over. And I'm looking at her like, what the fuck is she looking at? She's like, oh, you don't know me. And I was like, oh, please don't make it be one of these situations. You're not about to sit here and try to act like we did something in front of my girl. She's
what?
Like, oh, no. I just really love the show. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. So it really makes my day to see you. Okay, that's cool. Light handshake.
Keep it moving. Yep. Nah.
And I feel bad because if you're listening, I really wasn't trying to be rude. It's just in public. I don't know what's going on. It just made me a little, I had to be wary. But she was very sweet.
Yeah.
Very, very, very sweet. So I did feel kind of bad for not being engaging. Yeah. But I was just like,
you know what?
Women doing that. It just makes me a little bit.
You had a fan while you was with your girl.
Really?
That happens all the time.
I know.
Damn.
It happens all the time. You know, shit. I go out.
It's usually dudes, though.
If it don't happen.
Right.
Then something wrong.
Right.
Something wrong. Right. If it don't happen, something wrong.
No, but Mike is right. Like, it's rare for me to see, like, a woman walk up to me talking about, oh, I love that in hip-hop. I think maybe one time, maybe.
Yeah, it's very rare.
It was a police officer for me a couple weeks ago. That was funny.
A what?
This is an officer.
Oh, hell no. You got to cut him out.
That was a guy, though, right?
Yeah. It was
cut him out off
real.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
He was like, shit. He like, I love y'all.
Police officer. You need a police officer connect.
No, I was walking. I'm not talking to a fucking cop. I don't care if you're a fan or not.
I was walking lunch. He was like, oh, man. Feezy. I'm a fan of y'all show, man.
You need to be a fan of not being a cop, bitch. Get the fuck out of my face.
Exactly.
What?
I smell bacon, bitch. Get out of my face.
Ken, like, we got to have him in the back pocket,
yeah,
brother.
Exactly. I was about to say, hey, bro, let me get that number, dog.
And y'all fall for that. Yeah. You have a cop in your back pocket?
Yeah, right.
That back pocket gets real small real fast.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I got family members that are cops, so.
Shit. What that fucking mean?
That means that.
That they need to quit. That's what that
means. That means I'm keeping an eye on them, too.
Nah.
You can't come to the barbecue.
Exactly.
They going to hit me to what's going on. Hey, man, what the fuck going on down there, y'all? Like, no, we need some allies. We need some allies.
Not cops. Sorry.
Yes.
I don't trust any cops, especially black ones.
Hey, nah, I can't. Nah.
Sorry.
We got enough out there trying to shoot us. We got a couple.
Like
we got a couple out there that be like, hey, my brother, you know, my brother love to show my brother daps, whatever. Nah, we need them in our pocket because he could be the one.
Until see you reach for your cell phone.
When they got be pulled over somewhere and asking them to step out the car, he could be the one that be in the car. Be like, I know him. He good.
That's BZ430, goddamn.
That's BZ430. Hey. Put that shit away.
Yeah, put your gun down.
Right.
Need it's just like in the movie Crash. Remember?
When the chick got felt up?
No. Remember when it came all the way back around when they was actually trying to steal his car and he got caught in that fucked up situation and the cop was like, no, I know him. Everybody put their hand down or put your guns down. And he talked to him and then he let Terrence Howard walk. Remember, he had the gun and everything. Terrence Howard was like, fuck that. Today the day. You don't remember that scene?
Mm-mm. Damn, Mike, you fucking...
Yeah,
I haven't seen it in a long
time. I haven't either, but that your story kind of reminds... Like, this whole Me Too thing is crazy because, like, you know, I work at a university, so, you know, like, me and Mona, my coworkers, we be, you know, like, Me Too much? Like, because we just... Any type of interaction, mm-mm, you know, we just... Like aware now of what could be misconstrued. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she is, you know, it's female. She be making like not jokes in a bad way, but just like, mm-hmm, nah, y'all ain't gonna get me. And you know, we be kind of going back and forth. But there was one time we were recording some students and we had the interns. And one of the interns, you know, went up to the director and, you know, and asked her something. He was like, nah, go ask Ken. So she's gonna come over here where I was at. So I'm like, hey, I got something in my eye. Can you blow in my eye?
If you don't get the fuck away from my desk.
And I was like, no.
Yeah.
I was like, absolutely not.
Whoa.
No. I was like, nah. But she legit had something in her eye.
Why are you telling me to ask you?
Well, she asked him, but he wouldn't do it. And he told her to come ask me. He was like, maybe Ken will do it. I ain't blowing shit on you.
Ken ain't doing nothing that.
Not a damn thing. Y'all not about to get me caught up.
Double fold.
Yeah.
You lose your job and your wife.
Y'all ain't about to Me Too me out in this motherfucker. Oh. Shit. Fuck that. You better work that shit out. And she did. She just walking around like, rubbing the hell out of her eye. Hey, but she could see. You know, and you never know, like, you know, I don't know. Just like, get away. Gone. Get away from me. Damn. So yeah, but nah, like you're just, it's just interesting, man, because you're just like aware of every single thing that you do,
as you should be.
You know, it's just, I don't know, it's a little over the top sometimes though. But everybody going down, man.
Good.
Everybody going down. Great. Like they got James Gunn, the brother.
Who?
Well, he ain't a brother, but you know, the director for Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Took him out.
Oh.
Took him out.
Bye.
And
wow.
The industry of mad, like Robert Goldwaith, I think that's his name. He told Disney to take him out of one of a movie. The actors, Dave Bautista was like, yo, y'all tripping. Some other actors, bigger actors that's on the movie was like, yo, y'all tripping. And there's a backlash against them firing him for his offensive tweets, you know, from a couple of years ago, or insensitive tweets, whatever, which, you know, is
so
funny.
So how y'all feel about that? Like, because what was that ball player? I want to say it was
Josh
a baseball
Hader.
Yeah, like, and we talked about, like, when he was 16, 17.
He was 17.
What happened?
I think he was quoting some rap lyrics. Or
no,
something.
No. He wasn't. He was using like the ER, like he was using the nigger word. He wasn't quoting rap lyrics. He was definitely tweeting offensive stuff, racially insensitive stuff, offensive, racist, like all. It was.
And
it was
he's
bad.
In his mid-20s now.
Yeah.
And then you know, it's coming back to bite him. Like, how do you feel about that though? Like, do you think that that's fair?
You know, with Josh Hader, it's.
Well,
I don't know yet. I'm still working it out, because when I, you know, obviously I go read the tweets, and I think the one guy, DaVincio, the guy from
I got you.
I can't say his last name. I apologize. But he was quoting rap lyrics. So
DiVincenzo.
Yeah. Okay, I can. While I don't like it, I somewhat understand, right? Because hip hop is popular. Some people just, they know better, but they don't. So, all right, fine. You know better now. With him, it was a little bit different because, you know, he was tweeting white power and, you know, super niggerly and stuff like that.
Okay.
But the thing about it was, and this is baseball, this shows y'all like where baseball's demographic is at.
Yep.
This motherfucker got a standing ovation.
Standing ovation. You didn't, I'm surprised
standing
you didn't see that
ovation.
Shit.
I didn't see that.
They tried to say it was like a warm ovation. Nah, that motherfucker was standing up clapping.
Happy, oh, clapping. Wow. Gave him it's a long one, too. It wasn't like no quick little, man, sit down. They was like, everybody, woo!
And you already know the demographic in the audience.
You already know.
And that's the same scene we happened for my man in Milwaukee, that basketball player.
Yep,
100%.
The same police department, all that stuff.
So. Yep. So, yeah, apparently Milwaukee got this thing going on. And I think he's from Maryland, though. But regardless, so I don't know, man. It's like all these old tweets are coming back to bite a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, actions are being taken. I was disappointed. I thought that Major League Baseball would suspend him. Because remember, I don't know if you guys know, but they suspended Gurriel for doing the Chinese eye slant when I think Yu Darvish or somebody struck him out. And he got mad, so he was in the dugout, so he did that. So he got 5 games for doing something racially insensitive. So, but this guy tweeted like the actual N-word. Yes,
the ER,
and they just sent him to Josh Hader.
Baseball. He plays Hader.
Yeah, H A D E R. He plays for the Milwaukee Brewers. He's a relief pitcher. But yeah, and he got a standing ovation.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. But just overall, so let's just take Josh out of there, right? Like, if you tweet something years ago, like, should you still be held accountable, like, to the degree where you can be charged? You should, you know, lose your credibility, this, that, and the third? Like, I don't know, man. I feel like that's a very slippery slope. That's a very slippery slope.
So it is. And like I said, I'm still, I don't know. It's hard because you really have to look at their body of work, like their actions since then. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you're 17, now you're 24, like who knows? Like, what are you tweeting about now? Like, what conversations are being had in the locker room? Only the guys in the locker room, the African Americans and other people that basically came up with like, yeah, that's not the guy I know, you know, can vouch for him, and they interact with him on a day-to-day basis. I think kind of similar to Gunn, you know, people were saying that those tweets are not a representation of who he is now. There was somebody, Trevor Noah, they digging up like his old comedy routine about the Aborigines, woman, yeah. And they're trying to take him down. And that was really the most interesting thing I saw today, because now I'm thinking, like, we know what happened with Dave Chappelle, his backlash. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, Trevor Noah facing backlash for stereotypes, right? And it's like, comedy, I think, is going to be next, you know, and it's starting to happen now. But then what do comedians do? Can you tell jokes without being insensitive to, you know, society, sections of society? Of course you can. But sometimes it's all their bit. And that's all that was back in the day, right? Mm-hmm. So it's weird seeing, like, the world change before our eyes into something completely new, where you have to be on guard about PC. Everything you
say.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And I think that's bad for comedy. Honestly, personally, I think it's bad for comedy because can it live without it? Of course it can. Of course it can. And obviously, I'm a minority, right? And the racial jokes or the minority jokes toward Cubans, like, I'm okay with it. Like, you know, it's a joke.
Cool with it depending on who says it. Let a white dude be up there making them fucking jokes and then start making nigger jokes. That's the thing that kills when black people say this shit. I mean, I agree with you for the most part.
Mm.
But if a white dude, a white comic was on stage making Cuban jokes, you're going to tell me it wouldn't bother you? at all?
It depends on the level of funny. I'm just saying, this motherfucker is making everybody laugh. I honestly, because here's the thing, I take it for what it is. I'm at a comedy show. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, this is not no motherfucking political speech. Sure. Like this isn't about, you know, power to the people and shit. Nah, bro, make me laugh.
So if he starts calling you an island nigger, and the rest of the audience laughs, what do you do?
I'm at a comedy show. It's all good.
No, you're going to be mad.
I feel like you can still make racial jokes and not cross certain boundaries and lines.
But that's the same conversation. It's a slippery slope. You start
making
lines, then where does that line end?
No, I feel you. And you know what? I'm not the one to police that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so it is what it is. I just think that I think the way that we're going into history or recent history and tearing people down, I just think it's too egregious in most cases.
Yeah, and
not in all cases, but in most cases, yeah. Like, yo, what the fuck? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because in Josh Hader's particular situation, like, he tweeted something insensitive about Trayvon Martin like a year or two ago. So, you know, so it's like his thoughts are still there. They're just kind of buried, right?
Yeah, still fresh.
Yeah. Mm. So he the other thing is, you know, it's like PR people. Like, they're going to go scrub all of these kids. Because it's just kids. The kids are the ones that's getting caught up. And some adults, too. But that's before they realize the power of Twitter. Going back to the comedy thing, Bill Burr. You guys are familiar with Bill Burr, white comedian? Man, like, he told, this guy's funny as fuck. But he told a joke about black people that I thought was absolutely hilarious. And it was just about us being athletic and being able to run. And it had something about the Underground Railroad and how we used to run from shit, you know, slaves and stuff like that. Something along those lines. But the way he did it in a way that wasn't like insensitive.
Exactly.
And so it was very well done. And I wasn't offended at all. I was actually laughing because the shit was funny.
Because you were expecting a laugh. You were expecting a comedy. You were expecting jokes. And that's what I'm saying. That's why it's a slippery slope, because it depends on the comic. How can you convey that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's done poorly, guess what? People going to look at it and be like, you might be racist.
Yeah, like, Andrew Schultz is a comedian, and sometimes he just go, like, I don't find his jokes funny. Like, his
seems racist.
Yes. Yeah. And he goes there, and he tries to tell those same type of jokes, but they're not funny. They come across like there's a tone to them.
Like, he's trying to, like, say something and hide it under the guise of comedy.
Yeah, so yeah, it's all in how you do it and all in who you are as a person. And Bill Burr does a podcast too, so.
You can't make those rules, though.
No, you can't.
You can't. That's the problem. You can't be like, well, it depends on the how comic.
It depends on how, no, I agree with you. It depends on how I would take it. You know, so like,
because you might think it's funny, but then two other black people in there might be like, no, I ain't rolling.
No, there's a lot. Like, some people, you know, are cool. I don't know if there was a backlash. I think Louis C.K.
he got in trouble. Yeah.
Yeah. He had some jokes, too. Like, I think he actually said the word. So, yeah. Jason Spencer. Did you guys see that today?
That rep, the lawmaker rep,
that got caught up with the.
It was like on some show on Showtime or something like that.
It's the dude Sasha, from Borat. Sasha Baron Cohen is doing a new show where he dressed up like an interviewer and he got all of these big politicians to like pretend that they were cool with like training kindergartners to use guns and all this fucked up shit. And Jason, what's his name again? He's from here.
Jason Spencer.
Jason Spencer. He got caught up. He convinced him to say nigger. And
the
he was
kids?
Like, no. Sasha Baron Cohen convinced the Jason Spencer to say nigger like three times loud. He was like, say it like you're at least like you're getting something off your chest.
Man.
He's like, nigger!
Yeah, he was like right beside him too and yelling like, because he was like, yeah, he said you have like a couple of seconds.
Even when he said
and
holy
you gotta,
yeah, is his face all red?
Like you're in danger or something like that. You just gotta insert the clip so people can hear it. Cause you gotta hear it.
It's funny.
But yeah, he was like,
go!
Nigger! 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 Nigger!
Like, what are you doing?
Then he made him put his pants down and just do a bunch of shit. And yeah, he's in trouble. He's definitely in big trouble.
But he's pushing like, back.
Yeah, he's like Georgia lawmakers. Or
something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he says something like,
he tricked me.
The Muslims, like he did another one. He was talking about, because he called them like, sand niggers and stuff. Niggers. Yeah. So yeah, but
you gonna chop your dick off, and put it in your mouth, and da, 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 yeah.
It's like how are you pushing back? You said it.
Yep.
It don't matter what the thing said. Like you still said it.
Yep.
Literally.
And he didn't disagree at all. From one of the clips I seen, he didn't have any.
He didn't
objection.
Have no.
He was hell just like, all right, what you want me to say? And then he did the Asian thing too, or Chinese. What one? Yeah.
I don't think. Konnichiwa, Red Dragon, Beijing, Hong Kong.
He was all in. He was all in on that skit, man. No, it wasn't a skit. That's the thing about it. It wasn't even a skit. He was dead ass motherfucking serious. Yeah. He thought that shit was serious. He thought niggas were really coming to get him. He thought niggas were really coming to get him.
They are now.
So he was like, He said, but yeah, he's pushing back, man. But yeah, I think she was the one that dressed up. Sarah Silverman was the one that dressed up in blackface.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's like this headline, funny woman or foul mouth racist. So
yeah, I like
that too. Yeah, she been out there. So, but yeah, comedy, man, you don't know, but yeah, it's weird. But yeah, they got a petition for James Gunn. They trying to get him back on Guardians of the Galaxy, and Disney was like, nah.
Good.
I don't agree with that.
Them letting him go?
It's fucking 10 years ago, and he said he was making the comments referencing somebody else that was saying similar things, as in like poking fun, like being sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said, at least. I'm just like, that's a bit too much. Because I feel like at some point you're fucking up your own cause.
But
because
then you're like with Disney though, right? Because Disney has like a certain brand,
and they have a history. And
they're totally cool with racism before,
which is actually that's very ironic to be honest, because the whole Mickey Mouse thing and just everything.
It's just like, come on, it was 10 years ago, and the dude he explained himself. We're really gonna fire him over that? Like,
and a lot of people that know him personally, and you know, have came to his events and said, "This is not this guy,"
right?
So,
like Roseanne.
Oh, Roseanne came to his defense?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. When people came to Roseanne's defense and were like, she's not like this.
Roseanne. Yeah, but Roseanne had a history.
Right. Of
That's
course.
The difference. This guy doesn't really have a history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just.
I don't know him that well, but I don't know, Ken. I can't help but thinking. And I mean, I know that this isn't necessarily what you may or may not mean, but like when you say, you know, it's crazy to see how things are evolving and different and stuff like that. I don't know. I just can't help but think of like, relating it to like how white people, you know, in a certain age are like, damn, like, it's just like, you can't say nigger at work anymore. It's so ridiculous. Like, oh my God, like you just can't be open about your political views anymore. Like that's just kind of how I think about it. Like in terms of like, you know, the Me Too movement and people like men specifically feeling like, you know, they have to like put themselves in like a smaller space or something. Like they're kind of like, oh shit, we can't do this and this and this. Like, and I remember like, when a whole bunch of actresses were like coming out, like this happened to me, this happened to me, this happened to me. A lot of people were like, damn, it's like, we can't even be around females no more. And everyone was like, that's literally not what we're asking. We just don't want y'all to be like in our personal space type shit. But I just wanted to point that out just to say, you know, like you have to think of like both sides, obviously, to see like the change that's being made and obviously why it's being made and like why this progression can be something that's good in the long run.
It is good. It's sometimes a little bit over the top, but I think for the most part, watching it as a 42-year-old male, knowing the things that was quote unquote allowed or people were afraid to speak out, just seeing like people finally being able to push back on that and start
it's powerful.
To, it's just really interesting to watch.
Yeah,
you know, take place like you know, it's like just take place while I'm alive.
Yeah.
So and people are like, people are learning how to behave appropriately now. Mm-hmm. You know, and so
yeah, it is a good thing, but at the same time, I've seen people say, oh, well, you know, I do have to be a little bit more careful now and just make sure that I'm on my P's and Q's. And then people will be like, well, if you shouldn't have anything to worry about if you're not being a problematic blah, blah, blah. Well, that's not always the case.
Yeah. Because no, I agree.
Some asshole might use the movement for their own personal gain and try to say that you did this or you did that. And it's just like, so that's why, like, I am very, very careful now, like, how I talk to people, because I joke a lot. And the last thing I want is anybody taking anything I said the wrong way and trying to use it against me.
Yeah, I do too. So did you guys see about the two sisters that were attacked?
Mm. I did.
Yeah.
I read about that.
White racist.
Yeah, he stabbed them both in the neck.
Kill one.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
He loose out here in these streets. Oh, they got him? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, when I saw it, they said he was still loose. Whoa, hold on. But before we talk, what about the chick that hung the black kid in school? You didn't see that?
Yeah, I heard about that.
And she went to trial, dog, and she got off.
She got probation. But I think she got time served.
No.
She was locked up for like a year or so.
Okay, so this chick, she does child daycare, right? And she hung a little black boy.
Like a little baby.
Like literally hung him?
What? From a noose. Bro, you think I'm playing? Bro, it's real talk. And one of her assistants saw him. And, you know, obviously she helped them or whatever. And then, I guess the
parents,
the daycare owner, whoever that hung the kid, went to trial, got off.
But why did she say she did it?
I think her excuse.
How else would you lie about that? Oh, he just climbed up there.
Right.
Oh, my God, little Jimmy, like, what are you doing up here in a noose? Like, no, you had to, like.
His shirt was wet. I was trying to hang him to dry, and it just.
At least she said the kid was being bad or something.
But she hung him by his neck, though? I'm just going
to
read
the
story.
Mike, and then also how they was trying to spin the narrative. They was talking about, I got to find it.
Y'all bringing up race.
No, I
Why
definitely.
Why bringing up the race cards? That's what they say. Why is it always got to be about race?
All I know.
People are out of control. Go ahead.
They are. All I know is that if she was black and that kid was white, probation? Mm. Bruh. You talking death penalty.
Right. She would have made it to jail.
Listen, PSA, y'all be careful out here, man, because they calling cops like on
everything.
Every single thing.
Hey, I don't know. Do the people know that we got memed?
We got permit patted.
Bruh. So we were pre-partying at my brother's spot for my bachelor party. Well, not the bachelor party, but kind of like a second, you know, hang with the fellas type of thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, we were being loud. We drinking. We being some niggas. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't call the cops.
You know what I'm saying? The music was loud. All of this and all of that. I get it. Mm-hmm. As soon as we walk out the door, bro, we got...
A white lady?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Did y'all bust out laughing? I'm glad I wasn't there. I'm glad I wasn't there, because I would have busted out laughing.
Yeah, we was all laughing.
Yeah, me and my homie Nigel.
No, you was there, too?
Yeah. Me and my homie Nigel, we were the first two out the door, right? And he busts out laughing. She's like, are you guys having a party? And, you know, at this point, I was in my limit. I was in my mode. And I'm like, hell yeah. And she's like, oh, my God, it's so loud. And then my boy was like, my man's getting married. We about to bounce, so it's not going to be loud anymore, but my man's getting married. And she was like, oh, my God. And then she's talking on the phone. Oh, my God, they're just so loud.
It was what legit, time was like, it? Permit patty, yeah.
What time was it?
12. On a Friday, Saturday. It was like midnight.
Yeah, it was about 11. Midnight.
She could get her ass over that shit.
I don't blame her. We were allowed.
No, we were. But here's the thing, though.
She came to the door first. That's the thing. It's like, stop calling the fucking cops.
But how you on the phone in front of my door, though?
Right. Like, why is your first response to call the cops?
Exactly.
Right. Like, because hey, that's a fucking defense mechanism.
Oh, just be human.
Be like, hey, you know, my child.
They're not.
Yeah.
Trying to sleep.
Right. I think she did say something about it.
Yeah. But knock on the fucking door.
Or they had to get up in the morning or something.
No. Whatever. She was saying that her 4-year-old couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
Because she was down there dancing.
He's probably doing the backpacking attack.
All she had to do
is
be like,
excuse me. Tommy! Yeah. You know, you guys are being kind of loud. Right, I have a 4-year-old. Right. He really can't fall asleep.
Don't be on the phone.
You know, we'd be like, hey, you know, no problem.
I'm getting married, bitch. Fuck you, bitch.
No, but did y'all hear about that story about that young black father who was murdered for the music being too loud? And then the jury.
Whoa,
wait, hold on. It gets worse. The jury awarded the family. No, so you know they had like a court settlement. You know,
Rewind. Give me from the beginning. Let me be all ears. Hold on.
So basically, see, I don't have the fucking link right in front of me. I read it earlier, but. Mm-hmm. Basically, this lady, she went to go pick her daughter up, I think, or something like that from school. Mm-hmm. And across the street was like this guy. You know how like sometimes guys be having like man caves like in their garage type mm-hmm. shit? You know, they just like roll this shit up and, you know, they chill out. And so he's chilling. And I think the song that they said was playing was like...
Knuck If You Buck.
No, it fucking wasn't. Oh. It was some Drake shit.
Y'all go make me.
I think it was Drake and 2 Chainz. Got everything. I got everything.
Oh, big amount.
No, I whatever. You know what I'm talking about. So, anyways, he playing that shit or whatever, and she was just like, she called the cops, and you can hear like the responder talking to her like, what's going on? She was like, oh, there's a public disturbance. You know, there's this guy, and he's playing music, and I'm just trying to pick up my kid from school, and he's playing the F word, and it's just so loud and so ridiculous, and it's just ridiculous. And she was like, okay. We'll send somebody out. Two cops go out there, right? It was a noise complaint that she filed. Mm-hmm. Two cops go out there, and I think the black guy's looking at them like, oh shit, like, I don't know what happened, the exchange between him and the cop, but I think he ended up like pressing the thing to close the garage door down. Mm-hmm. The cops shoot through the garage door 3 times. I think it was 4 actually, because you can see the wife counting the thing on the garage, mm-hmm. like the bullets on the garage door. He dies, and then they take it to court, you know, because... nigga, I was on my property, like minding my own business type shit. Like, you killed me over a noise complaint type shit. They awarded the family $4.
Ooh! Damn! Oh. You know, I'm a meme right now. Oh my God. That hurt my soul.
Can I lighten the mood?
Through the garage is what killed me. Please, through the garage.
Y'all see Iggy trying to get in the good graces of...
Of who?
Black men. Y'all see her twerking with a bucket of chicken on her ass?
Oh my God!
You know what? I'm lying. Over.
It's done.
Didn't Chrissy Teigen do this already?
No, fuck that. You're lying.
Nah, I'm dead.
Chrissy Teigen did this already.
There you go.
Oh, Iggy, why?
She's so annoying.
The black dude behind her did, but she left it there.
She tried.
I can't lie. Hey, you might not be vegan for that, huh?
Nah,
I'm not. I'm gonna give me a breast or a thigh.
Finger looking good.
Yeah. Why would she post that?
Right. She posted,
but has she learned nothing?
Honestly, let me tell you something about Iggy Azalea. She is just happy to have her ass done and everything has settled. And
she eat this chicken off my ass. Greasy too.
She didn't learn anything. She's been in trouble every day.
Mike gonna be like, yeah, I'm vegan, but I eat chicken.
With some hot sauce, put some hot sauce
Look
on this shit.
Drinking that grape soda.
You damn right.
Eat black today.
Yeah, shit.
All right, you guys. So it's time for questions. Don't forget to send your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com or to our Twitter. The first question today is from...
Anonymous.
I know, right?
No, I want to come up with a fun name. Oh, that's not fun.
Gustav.
Okay. Wait, Gustav? I'm not saying that. I'm saying Gustav. Okay. So the first question is from Gustav. He says, hey guys, longtime fan of the show. I'm currently having a conflict with a friend that I was hoping y'all could provide some insight on. One of my closest friends is a transgender woman. She and I don't always see eye to eye on social issues, but it had never been a serious problem until a few months ago when I mentioned that Dave Chappelle was one of my all-time favorite comedians. Now, you can definitely argue that Chappelle has said some offensive stuff over the years, especially regarding the transgender community. And in his recent stand-up specials, he said a bunch of trans slurs, made jokes about transgender women, et cetera, et cetera. Now, this all sounds pretty bad on paper, but in the context of the jokes that he was telling, I was fine with it. However, I also realize that I'm speaking from a straight guy's perspective and that my friend has every right to be offended by the jokes. The problem is, now that she knows that I'm a Dave Chappelle fan, I feel like her perception of me has changed. She seems unsure as to whether or not I respect her gender identity and has confronted me on multiple occasions regarding my opinions on Chappelle's humor and trans issues. Over the course of these confrontations, I've never argued with her about the issues that he's mentioned. I've just stood my ground and restated the fact that I like him as a comedian, despite him telling the jokes. So my question is, do I lie and say that I've seen the light denouncing Chappelle and his bigoted humor? Or do I continue to stand my ground, risking the damage to the friendship? Cutting ties is out of the question, by the way. This is a friend that's really important to me. Anyways, was hoping to hear your thoughts. Gustav.
I think first and foremost, in a friendship, you have to be open and honest. And if you truly like Dave Chappelle, you shouldn't lie to your friend just to save the relationship. Because even though, like, I have a lot of friends and I don't see eye to eye with everything, but I have to accept them. You know, there's always going to be conflict amongst people because we aren't the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have different perspectives, but I can never lie to myself, you know what I'm saying, to make something right. Like, it's if this isn't right, then guess what? We just don't touch this topic. You know, we just put it over here in the parking lot.
Oh, she ain't letting that go, bro. She ain't letting that shit go.
She's not, but you shouldn't lie. You should be who you are. You should speak your mind.
Start lying.
Nah. I'm not with the lying.
I'm with Ken.
So this Start is a lying, thing. Bro. This is a thing.
I'm not with the lying.
Again, I'm putting myself into the perspective of the situation that he's in versus who his friend is. So, for example, let's just say the friend was a black woman and the guy is a white man. And he just stuck by the fact that this one white male comedian was so fucking funny and he was just living for all the racist shit that he was saying. And, you know, as a black woman who's your friend, she, you know, expressed the fact that she's uncomfortable about it. I feel like you have a couple of options, but obviously, you know, losing this friend sounds like something that he doesn't want to do. So with that being said, it would probably be in your best interest, not necessarily to lie just for the sake of lying to keep the friendship, but if you really like and like love that friend, to explore why that shit is like detrimental to them and like why that might be hurtful to them. Even if it doesn't apply to you, I feel like as a friend, you can do as much as overextend yourself to see where they're coming from. And then maybe you might not think it's that funny anymore. Or maybe it still is funny in a way to you where you're just like, damn, like,
I shouldn't be laughing at this.
No, well, I don't know about all that, but just kind of like the way that it's presented is funny, but it's like, you know, that deep down, like, damn, this is like some really racist shit that really affects my friend. So like, I'm not going to bring it up around her. I'm not going to, you know, whatever.
But that's what I said, put that joint in the parking lot, but you don't have to lie about it, right? Like if you feel that this person makes me laugh or whatever, we don't have to talk about this topic of conversation at all.
But I think
keep bringing it up.
No. But I think it's a good thing to also not just put it in the parking lot, but also to
try to discover and try to discover. Try to understand.
Okay, like, damn, I realize who I am. I'm a straight man, and I have a transgender woman friend who is really like sensitive about this shit. Probably because he feels like he's attacking her, you know. And autonomy as a woman and shit like that. So it's like you cackling about that shit or like her asking you how you feel about this is something that affects her. So it's, you know, I think you have to be very sensitive about that if that's somebody that you love and that's your friend, regardless.
Look, man, when y'all get into it with your girls or whatever, and this, she keep bringing the same shit up over and over again, don't you, like, at some point, you know, you just gotta either try to ease your way out of it, you know, or just lie.
You know what the fuck she's talking about. Yeah, I didn't do that.
What are you talking about? Pull a Trump. That's a witch hunt. I didn't do that. I didn't do that shit.
That's fake news, baby. That's fake news.
That's a hoax. That's a hoax. Dave Chappelle? I wasn't even me watching that account. I lend my account out to friends. You know, I just my username and password. It was somebody else watching.
Bad
it wasn't
advice
me.
Came at his best.
It wasn't
nah. He's giving.
It wasn't me.
Good advice. If she keeps asking about it, what's the point? Like, you can't just be like, hey, I just don't want to talk about it.
Right.
Can we just not talk about it? No, they're going to want to talk about it.
And always.
Then just don't admit. Just like, I don't, yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, since you told me what you told me, I'm just not going to, I'm not going to watch Dave Chappelle anymore.
So let's say he lies, right? Mm-hmm. Like, just to calm the situation, right? And then she comes over, hanging out, turns on the Netflix, and sees what you were just recently watching.
Then my first thing is, why the fuck are you in my Netflix?
He gave her the password and username.
No,
give her her own profile. Get the fuck out my fucking Netflix.
Exactly. That's okay, what I'm saying. Then
this is going too goddamn far. Now, if that's your girl, that's one thing. Uh-huh. If that's your friend, why the fuck are they at your... He didn't say all that, did he? Did I miss all that?
No.
Oh, y'all just making that part up.
Yeah, they're just home. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Scenario.
Well, that scenario don't work for me. I'm sorry. Ain't no friend going to have my fucking Netflix password. Just come over the house, just clicking on
no,
shit.
No, what I'm saying, okay, so you don't have friends that, like, could come over to your spot without you being there?
No.
You don't have no friends like that?
No.
Okay. Sorry, it's valid. It's just the way that you said it.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Unless you're watching
friends, like
if I'm out of town and you're watching my cats, cool.
You like they have a key?
Netflix?
I have a key to one of my homies' spots.
I have keys to people's houses, but that's only if they're out of town.
Yeah.
And I gotta swing by to check on the house.
Not
coming up to fucking turn on my air conditioning and use my fucking shower and shit. Run up my bills.
But no, sometimes like I'll hit on my boy, hey bro, what you doing? Oh man, I'm still at work. I'm like, well shit, I was headed your way. Like, all right, bro, I'll see you when I get there and I'll be at his spot before him.
You better go to Starbucks and chill for a minute.
Okay, that's the most.
You're not in my house when I'm not there.
No, for 20 minutes though? That's not okay, like he can't. Only do
get the fuck out of here for
it's
20
not,
minutes.
It's not like he's flickering the lights for 20
if
minutes.
It's only
shit.
20 minutes. Go your ass, get you a macchiato.
What?
Shit. You ain't hanging at my fucking house.
What kind of shit is this?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I understand both scenarios only because it's like, I just feel like if you know that I'm coming, just coordinate and meet up with me so I can open the door for you.
There you go. How that works.
Gustav got enough problems. He cannot give, like, he need to resolve this situation first.
He don't need to give homegirl no fucking shit.
She don't need to be coming. Nah.
And going through his Netflix. Mm-hmm. No, Gustav.
Where did that even come from?
All that shit.
Ralph.
In this scenario.
Okay, anyways.
Ralph fucking the question.
In real life, what should he do?
We told you, lie. I'm with Ken and B. Lie. Just be like, yeah, I don't watch him anymore.
Because she going to bring it back up. Be like, man, look, and dead.
But then what if she finds out? Oh, that's where it came from.
How is she going to find out?
She shouldn't be checking you.
Yeah, right. That's where the problem comes from.
You cannot lie to that girl.
Shit.
What the fuck? Why not?
Thank you, Sophie.
No, you can't lie to that girl.
Overly honest ass.
I watch Chappelle. You don't want to watch it. Cool. We watch somebody
else. Y'all gonna argue every time.
You bring it up every single time.
Mike,
you gonna be like,
that's her problem. That's her problem.
Sophie.
Mike.
Sophie.
Could you imagine? Right. If you have a fucking white friend who, like, loves the shit out of some fucking racist comedian or whatever, right? And, like, you're like, bro, like, I feel you, but, you know, it's kind of not funny. Like, you know, it's whatever. You know? Cool. And he was just like, you know what, bro? Just for you, I'm not gonna watch this shit no more. Just for you, I got you, bro. You my bro. Like, I got you. Right? And you're like, okay, cool.
And
like,
I would
you know
he was lying. He
being,
go ahead.
He being... Damn. Okay, so anyways, let me get through it. So, you know, he's being considerate or whatever. But then... I don't know. He gets a notification like on his phone, like Dave Chappelle show tonight at 8 or some shit or some type of like you find out in some way, not in a way where you're trying to find out or like go through his shit. But if for some reason, like you get on Instagram and he posts a picture at Center Stage and just got done with this person's show, like it's just like, damn, bro. Like you told me that you weren't.
Really, though?
Really?
We're adults.
I know, but
so,
like...
So, no, this
so
does
then,
not work
So then why
me.
Lie if she's we're adults?
No, the whole thing is, it's not my right to tell you what you're allowed to fucking watch. That's the first issue.
She's not telling him what she's allowed to watch.
Okay, but he's making it seem like there is an issue.
It is an issue.
Right. Like, I can understand she said, look, I don't like Dave Chappelle because of this. And if he then...
You know what I think the problem is? I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. I think the problem isn't necessarily the fact that... Like, I don't think it's Dave Chappelle. I think it's maybe an issue that she might have with him not understanding who she is or who she's trying to be or come into, like, her own type of thing. Only because it's kind of like, okay, well...
How?
What do you mean how? But just think about it. It's like...
They're friends.
I get that. But it's like, if you're friends with somebody who aligns themselves with really shitty politics, then you're going to be like, damn, like, they probably feel a certain way about
this
different. At some
he
point.
He didn't say all that. He just said he liked Dave Chappelle. He didn't say he had, like, shitty politics.
Well, yeah, but laughs at all the shit that she's insecure about because of who she is.
Right. So, okay, so she's allowed to say, like, yo, I don't think that shit is funny. I think it's fucked up. And... You laughing at that kind of bothers me because it makes me feel like you're invalidating me as a trans woman.
Which is what I feel like is
happening. Then y'all shouldn't watch it together.
That's a valid, exactly. That's a valid conversation to have. It's then his right to then say, okay,
you're a dick
I respect that, and we won't watch it together, and let's leave it at that. Now, if she then keeps drilling it and drilling it and drilling it, then fine. Okay, yeah, I don't watch it no more.
And that's the problem. That is
where the problem starts. I agree.
She needs to leave that brother alone.
She does. Because if she already made her point,
and he was like, okay,
and he was like, okay, I get it.
She shouldn't keep driving it.
Maybe she doesn't really think he gets it. Maybe they need to have a deeper conversation about that.
Then they do. Then maybe he should bring up that deeper conversation.
Yeah. And maybe he should do a better job to, you know, really try and understand, like, her point of view.
This ain't all on him, I don't think.
No, I'm not saying it's all on him, but, you know, it's both parties. Like, she has to be, she has to understand that she can't tell, like, you can't tell your friend what to do, but
right.
At the same time, like, you have to understand the sensitivity of invalidating somebody's entire experience as a fucking person.
Always trying to control
but that doesn't Shut sound like up, that's Ken. What he's doing. And if that, and look, here's, okay, so this is, and I know I'm going to get it from these little fucking Twitter activists.
Let's go.
But look, this is part of the conversation that we've had before when it comes to cis people trying to understand the trans experience. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, we don't really get the chance to understand it because the second we ask questions, we are then stuck in that bucket of you're just this ignorant blah, 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 and I'm not going to explain anything to you. Now, I, as a black man, can understand this because I don't always feel like explaining shit to white people
because Google.
But there are no, because there's certain things with the trans experience that Google doesn't always answer.
Right.
So, and I've been in this situation where I've wanted to ask questions and sometimes it's gone fine. Mm-hmm. But then there's sometimes where it's just like you are made to feel like a complete piece of shit because you asked a question. Now, I would never ask those kind of questions in like mixed company. But if it's just me and this one trans friend, not a random trans person that's just hanging out on the street
Can I ask you a question?
What is that? Like, that's different. But I'm saying if it's like a trans friend.
Yeah.
That
you can confide in and really be like, hey, like.
I just want to know how this works.
Right, for sure.
I just want to know how these things
operate.
Because
that comes off, that reads completely different via text or on the internet.
Not always. Sometimes you get attacked anyway because, and I understand it, because they're tired of answering that fucking question.
Yeah, for sure.
And now they're getting it from their friend who they think should already know. I don't even remember what the fuck my point was now.
Great.
God damn.
Lie. Maybe you don't have one. Yeah, okay,
No, I did have one. Fuck you, Sophie. Lie. Yeah, I'm still stuck on lie. Like, look, if it's not going to go anywhere productive, if you already had the conversation and she's just not willing to accept that you understand it, but you still want to watch Dave Chappelle, then fine. To save our friendship, I'm just going to act like I don't watch him anymore. Yeah, just black. But I don't think she should be in your business like that. That's my thing. I don't think anybody should be in your business like that. It's nobody else's right to tell you what you can and can't watch.
And if she asks you about that shit again, I'm like, yo, don't ask me about that goddamn shit anymore. And I told your ass that I'm not watching that shit anymore.
And
leave this shit alone.
And she finds out and then busts you on it. Right. Yeah. This is a real problem. Stop checking me. If you're my woman, it'd be a different story. But if you're just my friend and you think it's your right to check me.
You shouldn't be private eye.
Nah, get the fuck out of here.
Well, I know that she didn't write. Shut up. I know that she didn't write into the show, but if that was me personally and I felt like very uncomfortable about my friend and the certain content that they were viewing because I felt like their politics were aligning in a certain way or whatever the case may be, I would just distance myself at that point.
That's whack.
Okay.
Because you're pushing politics on this man that he hasn't shown.
Right.
If he just enjoys, like, look, I listen to fucking Big L. That doesn't mean that I'm totally cool with raping chicks. And if I get AIDS, I'm going to go fuck a bunch of that doesn't mean anything. Just because you enjoy certain pieces of art does not mean that you agree with the statements behind it.
Yeah,
so that's not fair.
I was just giving that particular scenario in terms of like what she probably is thinking on her end as a trans woman.
But that's more on her than it is him.
Which is why I know that she didn't write into the show, but my advice to her would be if that still is bothering her, she has to be the one to create the distance instead of controlling what the fuck he does.
Why can't she then say, okay, well, maybe this might be my thing and maybe I'm pushing my insecurities onto him.
And this guy has they're homies, like, they're friends. They have a history. Like, you're just going to throw all of that out the door.
Because he likes Dave Chappelle.
Because... of a Dave Chappelle joke.
Be other shit. You never know.
Well, yeah, but we can't but we say that, that because all he said was Dave Chappelle.
I just said you never if know.
I know what you just said. That's what I'm responding to. We're going by his question.
Right, we're going by that question.
All he said was Dave Chappelle. If he said there was some other shit, then we have to question that.
Right.
But if she's just getting mad because he watched Dave Chappelle, then that's more on her. I could see it being different if he was a Trump supporter. Or, right? Yeah. What? Yeah. I could see it be different if he was a Trump supporter. Because that would actually imply a political leaning.
Right.
Him liking a comedian that makes shitty jokes, that doesn't imply political leanings at all.
When comedians
that's not the same thing.
Typically go
there.
Yeah.
They, right, because they think it's funny. Because
they think it's funny. And, you know.
If he showed up wearing a fucking MAGA hat, yes, she should distance herself.
Or if you got some Dave Chappelle shirts hanging around the house somewhere, you know.
No. Dave Chappelle and Trump are not in the same category. That's my point. Yeah. One implies political leanings. The other one does not. So it's not fair.
All right, Gustav. Well, I guess that's your advice. You can either do what me and Rod are suggesting, or you can lie.
Rod's not here.
Ralph. Sorry, Ralph. Jesus, our names.
Mm-mm-mm. And Tauruses, because we trash.
Trash.
You know, you guys actually...
We're fake beef.
No, you know what? I've been thinking about this over the last couple of...
Next question.
You know what? Yeah. Fuck it. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. You are trash, and you are
next
fake
next question,
beef.
Let's go.
Fuck it. You ruined your chance.
Khan said next question.
Yeah, Khan said hurry the fuck up. Mike. One more question, we're done.
That's what Khan said. Y'all want to do this follow-up or y'all want to do a question?
We got a follow-up to a follow-up or a follow-up to another?
What the hell? A follow-up?
I thought Colette may have written back in.
No. I'm waiting for her to respond.
The bridesmaid.
Please respond. Okay, but anyways. So this was actually a follow-up from the guy who wanted to do the podcast with his friends in Canada.
Oh, Jay Brito's wrote back?
Yeah, he said, hey guys, appreciate the advice. Just writing to clear up a couple of things. So the first...
Y'all need to clear this shit up on the front end.
Ken. Huh?
Let her get through quick.
Con Ben said y'all need to hurry the fuck up. You over here making stuff work.
Yeah. So he wanted to say we've been friends for a couple of years. Because remember we were asking like, how are you just finding out about their politics on the podcast? We've been friends for a couple of years. I knew their beliefs were different from mine, just not to the extent that they were showing on the podcast. While only the one friend made the oppression comment, the other co-signed and even defended it. I've tried to educate them in the past, but it clearly hasn't helped. I thought the podcast would make them listen to my opinions, but now I strongly doubt it. They have commented before on my views on the matter that my views on the matter are irrelevant because I'm not black and I don't live in America. Damn. Mm-hmm.
They not black either.
My plan is to do one more episode and see how it goes. If it's the same thing, I will walk out of the recording. If they have a serious problem with that, then fuck them crackers. Yes!
Bro, here's what you need to do.
Thanks for picking my question. Love the podcast.
Get your Drake on,
right? I live!
I live!
Since they say you're not black, put some blackface on when you record the next episode.
Ken, shut the hell.
No, listen. And then let them say.
I'm leaving.
Then they can't say that shit anymore.
The show is over. Thank you for sending your questions to isthemikestillon@gmail.com.
Today.
That
wasn't even. Episode 2, I'm a black man. I'm Drake. Get your Drake on. Put the little black shit on and do the podcast.
That wasn't even really a question.
It was just a follow-up.
I'm trying to help the brother out.
Do not do that.
Then send us a picture and so we can put it on.
God, do not do that. Please, oh my God.
I'm a white skin dude, but I'm a dog.
Oh my God.
Y'all are.
Way to go, Ken. Way to go.
Look, Constant, are you finished or are you done?
Right.
Right. Yo.
All right, you guys. Thank you for sending your questions to isthemikestillon@gmail.com. You can also send your questions to our Twitter in our DM.